Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
A few bitches on my line, cool. Yeah, I'm about to act a damn fool. Couple zannies in my system, got a couple girls kissing, keep winning, I can't lose. A few bitches on my line, cool. Yeah, I'm about to act a damn fool. Heart beating fast, how long will this last? Yeah, welcome to the wax room.
Welcome back to the wax room 2018. I know we've been gone for a little minute. We've been gone for about 3 weeks now, holiday shit. Had to go see the fam. Run back to the Tennessee, you already know. But we back now. About to be coming to you live and direct every week from now on. Every Sunday, preferably. But you know how it is. You know, niggas be late sometimes. But it's okay. Y'all know what y'all going to get from us. But, yeah, I got some people from the crew here. 2018, how y'all feeling?
What's up? Happy New Year's, everybody.
Yeah, we got some new voices. I know you know that voice. Directly to my left, we got my boy Dre Westfield right here. We back.
Yes, we back, baby.
Found our Halsey Park.
Y'all already know what it is. ShopHalseyPark.com. Shop merch, fine culture. That's what it is, baby.
And then to his left, to my far left, we got my brother, another brother from Tennessee up here in this brick-ass New York weather.
Brick as fuck.
My man's videographer, photographer. Mm. Yeah. My man JR, what's good?
What's happening? What's goody, everybody?
It's geography in
this geography.
The Black Scorsese.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And then across from me to my left, we got my mans, rapper, artist, creative.
Visionary. Tax-paying Dodger. Hey, it's your boy, Keenan Man. I'm a damn. Ride out.
Keenan rushing this hoe. What's
hey,
good?
Hey, what's good? Yo, I'm glad to be a part. Like I said this before we started this. Yo, we're in a room with a lot of moguls. I ain't even going to say future moguls. Like, I'm all about this intentionality shit. So, I'm appreciative of being here with y'all, bro. Keenan Man.
It's all love.
Keenan Rush in the building. 1157 is a gang.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And across from me, we got the most well-rested brother in the whole studio.
Sleep God.
Might be a real himself. Tyree, what's good, bro?
Yeah, man. Just, you know. Coming into 2018, rested, stretching it all out. You know, about to make some major moves.
I feel that.
We might need to have a little branding.
Sleeping like that. You might need to.
Low key.
Get you a mattress collab or something.
It's low key a thing. I'm known to pass out in restaurants.
Most well rested in the room.
Sponsored by Mattress Firm.
Sponsored.
Yeah.
Come on, Casper, with the check.
With the bag.
You know, that's one of my clients. I slick.
Cloth talk.
Let's do it.
But before we get into it, man, I just want to start off on a low note, man. While we was gone for a couple of weeks, man, a podcast legend passed away. Combat Jack. Just want to say rest in peace to him, man, because without Combat Jack, none of this shit would be possible, man. So he was a pioneer in this podcast game. So it wouldn't be right if I started this without saying rest in peace to Combat Jack, man. He's one of the first. He had one of the first shows that I started listening to on a consistent basis. So I just wanted to say rest in peace, Combat Jet, man, and fuck cancer, man. I'm just gonna say that.
Yes. How did he die? What was it?
Cancer.
It was cancer. Really? Yeah. So when you started listening to Combat Jack, like, how did you get exposed to him? Like, what brought you into the whole Combat
YouTube? I'm a huge Just Blaze fan, and he had Just Blaze on. He was like a reoccurring guest on there at one time. So I always just tune in just to see what Just is talking about because he has amazing Rockefeller stories.
Right.
So I would just tune in and listen to that. And then I was like, man, the way Combat conducts an interview is just so seamless. It's flawless. It's super easy. So I was like, man, let me keep tuning in every week to see what he's talking about. So rest in peace, Combat Jet. You influenced a lot of people, including me. So I just wanted to say that before we get into the bullshit.
Definitely. Rest in peace. Black man, please go get screened for cancer.
For sure.
No matter your age.
Yes. Please do that. Fuck
more
cancer.
Likely to get cancer than a lot of other races.
Yeah, it's a problem. Like
it's a huge problem.
Black men don't go to the doctor the way that they should.
Exactly.
They got to start doing that. You know what I mean?
It's that hyper-masculine.
Do it now while your insurance still work too.
Exactly.
Man, going to no doctor, man.
But yeah, man, sorry to start on a somber note, but let's get to some music, man. 2018, 17 is over. I think it was a great year in music.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2018 has the potential to be up there with it, maybe even better.
Right.
What y'all looking for? Anything particular y'all looking for in 2018?
I really need Drake to come back this year and make up for what we got from More Life. Come on, man.
Thank you. Somebody, please.
Come on, like, man.
Because that was not, it did not give me more life.
It wasn't the one.
It was like, he followed the rubric. Like, he didn't do one of those albums you expect, like, a superstar to make, exactly, where they kind of push the limits, you know. Mm-hmm. Not saying he needed to do some strange shit where it goes over my head, clearly, but, you know, you got More Life. It should have been, like, on some more of the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, More Life, I think More Life was like, it was highly criticized because we expect so much for Drake.
Yeah.
But if you listen to it, bro, it's like, okay, this shit is hard.
It's
like,
good.
It's hard.
It's good. There's a couple songs on there that I'm like, yeah, fuck.
It's just because you're judging Drake because he's Drake.
No, it's because I'm judging the music because it's music.
It's good music, bro.
I don't like
Passion Fruit.
No, I'm not. If you can ask any, bro,
Passion Fruit's a banger.
And that's probably because a lot of friends played that song too many goddamn times.
I mean, that happens with a lot of Drake, though.
True, but I don't know. I couldn't get jiggy with
Drake. It is hard. We do hold Drake to such a high pedestal,
yep,
that if he doesn't bring it, you know what I'm saying? If he doesn't bring it to Drake level,
mm-hmm,
we're very critical of him.
Very critical.
I feel like artists in general just aren't putting out cohesive bodies of work anymore. Mm-hmm. And Drake, that's what he was like. That's what, you know, he was known for, the So Far Gone. They were like good storytelling projects. And now he's just putting out, he's doing what Chris Brown just tried to do, except
playlist.
Yeah. He's giving us playlists.
Chris Brown shit was slappy now.
Come on now.
45. You know, come on now. Sleep through song three.
I can't lie, man. He
57.
57 songs.
57.
He was pretty consistent.
That joint was hard.
Bruh, no.
Thank you.
No. What you mean? You think it was trash?
I honestly don't think Chris Brown made a bad song, man.
Come on now. Talk that shit.
Think about it, like, when we was young, what was y'all singing? Like, I know we got like Apple Music, you can stream whatever you want, but when it was just like, this is what you listening to, niggas had that CD on repeat, like on your CD player.
I was listening to Superman, that hoe. That was me personally when I was younger.
Yeah, we did our spill on Soulja Boy last episode. Yeah. We already know he's a fucking legend. We ain't even got to speak on that. For real. But I'm also looking forward to see what Kanye do this year, though. I think Kanye's gonna drop some shit. Like,
yeah, I think he about to produce the Migos album, and that.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, bro.
What you mean?
I heard he was EMP. I heard he was EPing it, but like, do I want to hear Kanye and Migos for a whole album, bro?
I don't think he's gonna be on it.
It'll probably be a mixture of production.
Yes,
but like he'll probably oversee all production.
Thank you, exactly. Stir fry. You know, if we get 18 tracks like Stir Fry,
just all, you know, on
Stir Fry like that?
Yes, I do. I think that's Migos' introduction to the global soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I saw they did the little NBA on TNT thing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was some great marketing. That team is amazing.
Who?
QC.
Yeah, QC is
amazing.
And like I said, QC does a great job of using their artists as brands, mm-hmm, and not just music artists.
QC is amazing, bro. Like Coach K, he's doing some shit right now, man.
He is.
He's doing some shit right now. Like,
they need to rock with some of this talent in Atlanta. I'm not gonna bash trap by any means, but like if they can make that leap into getting maybe like a SZA type artist, or you know, a dope ass artist like me.
But no, shameless plug.
Right, shameless, you know. But at the end of the day, I think they have that potential, like on TD type level.
Were they bringing in Steph London now?
Yeah.
Steph London.
Oh, yeah.
It's time for them to get that, though.
She's dope, dog. I like her.
So they're making moves. They got some stuff cooking. Another thing that I'm looking for, I'm looking forward to seeing what moments. We had a lot of big moments in 2017. The Migos interview with Everyday Struggle.
R.I.P. Everyday Struggle.
Yeah. Breakfast Club, of course, has plenty of
R.I.P. Everyday Struggle, man.
Yes. Breakfast Club also has a very amazing interviews. But I think we're set up for a cultural moment early in the year. Donald Trump is going to be at the national title game, and Kendrick Lamar is performing at halftime. I think it's not a coincidence that Kendrick Lamar is performing outside of the stadium for the game, and I think it's not a coincidence that he's performing while Donald Trump is there. We live in this reality show type, you know what I'm saying?
I'm clapping world. It up for him.
I think Kendrick is going to send a message. And I hope he does.
He got the content to do it.
You have the platform. Yeah. You have the content. Don't let us down, Kendrick.
You have so many viewers looking at you. This is the moment to say something or do something.
Kendrick could just perform his catalog, and that alone would have been a friendship.
Yeah.
Can he top 2018, Kendrick? Can he top 2017 in 2018?
Yes.
I don't think Kendrick's really going to give us new music. But I don't think he's going to give us new music.
You think he's going to ride the damn wave all 2018?
Yeah.
I think he's going to do some Beyonce type, randomly release some like a movie type shit, you know?
Movie.
The Little Homies, shout out to Little Homies and Nabil, who all shoot his videos. Those just like really take me away every time I'm watching some
He had the best visuals this year, I feel.
You know what I'm saying?
Go on vacation, Kendrick.
No, don't go on vacation. Keep bringing that
right.
heat. I want you to do, Kendrick? I want Kendrick to just drop a song like 2 songs a quarter.
Give you 2 verses.
If we get 8 songs from Kendrick this year, I'd be happy.
Mm-hmm. If I get 3 songs from Kendrick, I'm happy. Like, yeah. He's always evolved as an artist from disc one all the way up to now. And so you know he's going to bring, even if he did drop a half, like a 30-second track. Mm-hmm. He was singing on the shit with Cole and Jeezy.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't even drop a verse. And that shit was still smooth. I was just like, Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he don't even got to do too much.
Does anybody else see that, like, Andre 3000 influence coming through with Kendrick?
Yeah, definitely.
It's so there.
I definitely see that.
In the limelight, but I don't really want all the limelight, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody's doing these collab albums, so he could come out here and be like, yo, I actually can do that better than y'all, too.
We're going to talk about some
J. Cole?
We're going to talk about some collabs.
He could do the one with J. Cole. I'm also looking forward to seeing what happens with R&B. Because R&B, R&B is set up to be. We got the artists.
Who in particular?
SZA, like RZA. We got SZA. Miguel's project I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Daniel
Caesar.
Fucking goat.
That is true.
That was a project.
Can he top his year though? I mean, his trajectory is like. He might be out of here, but
his marketing was dope as hell. So right. I don't know. It seemed like he got the vehicle behind him.
Yeah. The only thing I'm scared about Daniel Caesar is that he had a banger as his first song. Like,
I thought you might say he's ugly.
Nah. It's a lot of ugly dudes making it out there right now.
I mean, I feel like as long as he doesn't sign with OVO, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Don't sign with OVO. Don't do it.
That's just not what they do. Yeah, that's not their thing.
Majid Jordan is amazing.
I rock with them.
They could be bigger than
they're like. Yeah, they're capped right now, almost like.
Really? They keep putting out heat.
Exactly.
But are they transcending like from a?
Yeah, they're different. You know,
they've been around for a minute too.
They're different. And they
I rock with their music though.
They keep putting out heat. And have y'all been to a Majid Jordan show?
No.
Man, they can perform.
No, dude can sing.
Yeah, they can perform.
No, I'm not saying they're not talented. I'm just saying that OVO, you know, they don't really promote a lot of the artists outside of Drake doing one post.
Mm-hmm.
He'll post Roy Woods coming out. Roy Woods out now.
EP. Like,
well, apparently that's his person, though. From conversations I've heard in the past, like that's the only one that he specifically works with. But the whole organization over there is having.
I need to see the resurgence.
Come on, 40.
Yeah, exactly.
Wake up, 40.
I need to see the resurgence or the resurgence or whatever the right word is of Party Next Door. I think we need that.
Stop giving all the good songs away.
He getting his bread, but yeah. He had a year too. Like that whole shit where
he got a pen though. Maybe he's more focused.
He gives all of the good songs away.
But how much money is he making for those?
That's not what we're talking about.
I mean, you still get your royalties.
What do you think?
You know?
What do you think? Like 50% of the writing credit on that?
On what? Yeah, like you can eat off these writing credits.
Like Rihanna's song.
Wild Thoughts.
He wrote most of those. I know he wrote almost all, I think all of right. work.
So. Shining.
Yeah.
Shining.
He wrote that too?
He wrote that.
He's a beast, man.
Yeah. He's a monster.
Stop giving all the songs away. Hey, I got a hot take for y'all, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm not looking forward to in 2018?
Okay, tell me about it.
Speak on it. I'm not looking forward to fucking Nicki Minaj.
Y'all got a date?
And I feel like she's gonna make. I feel like she's gonna make a hard push next year.
She got to
try and back on the
yeah, she has pedestal. To. Her throne is up question. For grabs because Cardi B is coming fast.
No, Cardi B is already here.
Ain't no coming fast. She's already
hip hop is so territorial. Like
but I mean,
I feel like they're such different artists. It's just,
Nicki still has the catalog and she has the fan base. But Cardi B's coming.
She got the fan base. Well, I don't know. I feel like their fan base is starting to trickle.
Who's Nicki's?
Because she put them three. She put them three joints out there. Nobody care. They nobody give a fuck about.
Yeah,
it.
But ooh. But Nicki has flooded into like the other. Audience.
Them features though. Them features.
She's Cardi. An international. Cardi.
Like. Yeah, she got a couple Cardi, features.
Cardi.
Couple features.
Cardi's going towards that international artist. Audience,
I like the Lil Modelo joint.
There. Yeah, I'm about to say she's already over there. But she's already on other tracks.
But how fast is happening though? Do y'all think that's sustainable? Because I mean, Nicki came from where she came.
Yeah, it does scare me.
You know what I'm saying? Like she came from.
I don't think so. I don't think Cardi B will be around for like 10 years.
You know what I'm saying?
It does scare me. I really love Cardi B. I like her personality.
She got to stop
like
rapping
everything.
About Offset.
But that is okay. Bartier yeah. Carter. Yeah. Cardi A.
We're going to talk about that later.
I hated that song because it was all this. She said Offset like 38 same times same. In that song.
Yeah. I don't know. Offset.
Yeah.
Publicity.
Yeah.
Sorry, but, can we go back to something that I am looking forward to
what is
in
that?
2018?
What is that?
Astroworld by Travis Scott. I've been looking forward to this shit for a minute, and I know that Travis Scott gonna bring some fucking heat.
I'm gonna have.
He just did.
I have a Travis Scott revelation. I feel like Travis Scott music all sounds like dial up internet, and
wow.
I really like. Wow. I want to be into him, but it's just it doesn't work for me, guys.
Finish him.
It was at this very moment.
Right.
You knew. You fucked up. Yeah. That's trash, bro. Dial up music.
Dial up internet. That's what it sounds like.
Come on, bro. This dude is one of the best producers in the game right now.
He can produce very well, and I like his music when other people perform it. But him, it doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
He's one of the best performers. His stage presence is crazy. His songs are great. I don't see where the dial up comes in. If anything, he's that Xfinity high speed $150 package.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Leaving y'all dusty niggas behind.
Gives you everything you need.
With y'all dial up. Now, but, Travis Scott got some heat coming for us.
Yeah,
bro.
I seen it. I saw something that said he's going to have Stevie Wonder on
He's trying to get
shit.
Stevie Wonder. He's
I'm
been
here
pushing
for that.
For that. So if I will, I'm so interested to hear what that sounds like.
I don't know what he's going to do with that, but I'm sure he's going to, you know.
Has he announced that?
He's tweeted it, and it's been in a couple articles that he's been pushing to get Stevie on the album.
People be capping with their Stevie features, though, because Drake had a Stevie feature, and it was like harmonica.
It was dope, though.
It was dope.
It was dope.
But it wasn't like what I was wanting a Stevie feature
to
be.
It was everything I needed. It was everything I needed. I almost cried. In the middle of that harmonica solo.
He's almost crying.
I'm going to need some Stevie vocals.
But I got some I think you might be excited for, Tevo.
What's that?
Rolling Papers 2.
Oh, hell yeah. That goes without saying.
Rolling Papers 2
is going to be amazing. And I'm here to tell you that. For real, he's been working on that shit for 3 years now. It better be amazing.
It better be. And then are we going to get Frank Ocean this year?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What kind of Frank Ocean?
I don't even think I care.
It's too soon. Wow.
I don't think I care. Honestly, bro.
We are slaughtering artists left and right here at the West.
Go ahead, Tim.
I got something to say about this Frank Ocean shit.
We're listening.
I was watching the Joe Budden and Charlamagne end of year wrap-up shit, and they had a very valid point. Frank Ocean is one of them niggas that's like, when you say you don't really like him like that, they be like, oh, you don't know music. Like,
mm-hmm.
They give, like, it's like his music gets a pass because people say he's artsy. Like,
right.
I don't agree with that. It's... I like Channel Orange. Channel Orange was amazing. Blonde was not all that, bro.
Do you think he gets the Lauryn Hill effect? Like, one great, amazing project, and then he can do no wrong.
No, I don't think that's true because he has a couple great projects. Mm-hmm. But Blonde, I just think Blonde was a miss, bro. Mm-hmm.
What about the joint that was in between that? What was Endless? That one called? Yeah, Endless. Y'all even remember that?
Don't remember it.
The joint where he was like in a workshop whole time.
I feel like those were like just some tracks he was just working on, or like some throwaways that he didn't want to put on Blonde. I think Blonde was overall it was a really great project. It was branded really well, and
I fuck with the zine.
Yeah, the zine is dope. I've been listening to Frank Ocean for a long time, back to like the Lonnie Bro collection.
Yeah. Lonnie Bro collection.
You know what I'm saying? Like back then, and he's still like. Although it's been a minute since we heard that type of Frank, I still think he's progressing slowly. I don't think we'll hear something from Frank this year. It may be another 3 years before we hear something.
Three?
I don't know. You know, he likes to go on a hiatus.
I saw something that said he already has his next album done.
He probably does. He probably just holding on to it.
I need some annotations on them lyrics, though.
Like I said, I don't really care.
Gotta be making some obscure references to, like, William Blake poetry from the 18th
century. I need Frank to start using drums.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not Frank, though.
Well, I guess Frank ain't for me. Because I need some drums.
It is
something.
Odd, a dude from New Orleans who don't use drums in their music.
Like, it's different.
That is
that's
odd.
Like,
ain't for me.
Okay. Yeah.
Blonde ain't for me.
Beyonce?
Boo.
She's dropping.
You think so?
Yeah, she dropped. She got a drum.
Well, she got that Coachella date.
I don't care about that either.
She got a drop.
She don't get me hype. I would say that, but like it ain't bad music. Yeah.
If I get a Beyonce album and it sounds like Shining, I'm gonna be excited.
You're not.
And I don't
gonna
get that. I know. I know. But like, come on.
I heard whispers of a joint project Beyonce Jay-Z, but I doubt that's happening. Unless the Lemonade.
Both of their projects were supposed to be.
Shout out Solange for putting that together.
It was working on that collab album, then it turned into Lemonade and 444.
And I think they
started finding out shit.
They was like, working on the collab, and then she took some of the music.
Like, you know what? I got some shit.
Being
I need
Lemonade,
to
and then he took some shit. Ended up being 444. So it just
maybe
came
they
out
do,
as two
do
albums.
A collab like Marriage Counsel.
I'd be there for a collab.
I feel like it'll come eventually.
It'll be cool.
They have to do one.
They gotta do it before
do
he
one.
Hits 50.
Like, come on.
Y'all at the top of.
I don't care if Jay-Z is 60. I'm still gonna ride to that shit.
Yo, could you imagine a Morgan Freeman age Jay-Z out here still giving us bars?
Yes,
I can imagine.
I'm going to be here for it. I'm here for all that wisdom.
Our generation is like the amoeba type generation where you can't age out of the culture now, like especially our age. Like if you 45 and you got on that outfit that you got on right now, I'm going to still be like you fresh, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like, yo, grow up and put on a damn.
2 Chainz, man. 2 Chainz, 41.
Exactly. Whoa, right. 41?
You ain't getting it.
Damn.
Yeah, you know.
It's a little upset still that y'all taking him off of songs.
Yeah,
but
getting it.
Yeah, he's getting it.
Man,
he
Pharrell like 60?
He should be.
No, Pharrell is 83, actually.
Word. See, I tried to give him.
No one knows how old Pharrell is because he looks like he's 27.
Exactly.
The truth will set you free.
And I think the last thing we got to ask for 2018 is, are we getting the Carter 5 this year?
No.
Man, I pray we do. That's one thing I do want in 2018. I want that Carter 5 joint.
Talking about messed up camps, I don't think they're
going to. We're going to get to Wayne a little bit later because
we dropped
that Dedication 6.
Please give us the Carter 5.
We're going to get somebody. Matter of fact,
wait, the guy bought the Carter 5.
The guy, allegedly, the same guy who bought the Wu-Tang album.
What's his name, Skrelly?
Yeah.
Didn't he buy the Cure to AIDS, too?
Yeah.
How do you do that? Where do you go to find? Where do you go to find?
My guys out here.
Yeah, let me make sure.
Is that
I'm
like
very
an
clear.
eBay? Is that like an eBay auction or some shit?
You can only buy it with Bitcoin.
Only buy it with Bitcoin.
That is called money.
Yes,
money.
You can only buy it with Bitcoin.
Your five biggest purchases are the Cure to AIDS, the Carter 5,
and the Wu-Tang album.
Right.
Fuck Martin.
I'm using my Bitcoin. If y'all seen that commercial going on YouTube with a dude bought two pizzas with 100,000 Bitcoins, and then he was like, that ended up being $138 million. What? And all he got for it was two pizzas.
What?
I'm going to find that. I'm going to send that to
you. So who? Is the pizza company now like?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, where did 100,000 bitcoins go then? You bought two pizzas with 100,000 bitcoins in 2012,
what is
and
going
now
on?
It's $130 million.
Did he tip the delivery guy in Bitcoin too?
Wow. I'm trying to, that whole story is
a lot of
things,
a lot of missing pieces.
Y'all niggas is stupid.
Yo, y'all better get on that cryptocurrency shit.
Hey, see, I got two bitcoins right now.
Get you some Litecoin.
Cash some Litecoin.
So you can, you know.
But yo, we finna get into some tunes. The first music break we got today. After the break, we gonna talk some collab projects we might have coming in 2018 and some dream collabs we always hope will happen. So let's get to this DMX, man. How's it going down? Featuring Faith Evans.
What type of game's being played? How's it doing down? It's all to the stars that I got to know now. Is you with me or what? Nigga trying to give me a nut. Cause I just wanna give me the vibe. I'm politicking with this chicken, wondering if I'm a creeper. Little hood rapping from 25th named Jamaica, coming through like I do, you know, getting my bark on. Knew she was a thug, cause when I met her, she had a scarf on. 5411, size 7 in girls. Baby face would look like she was 11 with curls. Girlfriend, remember me from way back? I'm the same cat, the wave cat that my fucking TNT used to blaze at. Still here, so it's all good. Oh, you know my niggas rich and them doing their thing on 35th Dan. It's a small hood and it's all wood, so let me get that number. I get up,
alright,
hit you on the jack later on, see what's up. Talking to shorty made me wanna do something nice. What? Looking at that ass made me wanna do something tonight. What? And I know right when I see right. Shorty looking like she tight and she bite. Better give a nigga the green light.
What type of games are being played? How's it going down? It's all till it's gone that I got to know that. Cause you rip me your what? Nigga trying to get me a nut. Cause honey's wanna give me the what? What type of games are being played? How's it going down? It's all till it's gone that I got to know that.
Shorty, like what you need, what you want, want for nothing, cause I got you, but you front, I see you with your baby father, but it don't matter, since you gave me the pussy, that ass getting fatter, let that nigga play daddy, make moves with me, I done kept it more than real, boo, can't lose with me,
true,
dirty smacked you, cause you said my name when y'all was sexy, ran up on this cat, he thought was me and started flexing, you know I ain't even with that. He gon' have to get that just on GP. Tried to creep me, but leave that nigga sleepy. Put on the strength for you, that's your kid's daddy. I ain't gon' send him on his way, put him up in that big caddy. But let him know, never mind, yo, I need you to go. Take the snow up to 150 C Joe. Get that, come back with that, and we can split that. Sit back, fuck, fuck for L, get that.
What type of games are being played? How's it going down? It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now. She choose, gets the dues.
Right.
Respect is not expected, but it's given cause it's real. Being neglected's a norm, expected, the deal. Lie, cheat, and steal for me. Put something in the nigga's wig if you squeal for me. Kill for me, you still with me? Cause we get down like what? Told you from the door, it ain't all about a nut. I'm gonna be fair. Trying to be there, we gon' see that. Hit me with the question, boo, that answer gon' be yeah.
Right.
See there, something can go wrong, it does. Loved it, let it go, when it came back, that's how strong it was. But you belong to cuss, couldn't belong to me. Taking 2 kids by this nigga, it was wrong for me. But we gon' always be best of friends.
Ha-ha,
mad love, boo, to the end.
What time of game is being played? How's it going down? It's on to the scorn that I got to know now.
Just like music.
No doubt.
Word up. Oh, baby. like music.
To relax my mind so I can be free and absorb the sound that keep me round, doing my thing constantly with no worries. Peace to keep Murray.
Just like music.
To keep me flowing, to keep me going, to keep me growing, to keep me to eat from knowing what happens out there. It's not my concern. You wanna die, it's not my turn.
Just like music.
To do something to me like jumping the Mercedes on the highway, doing over 80 without music, baby.
Ow! Crazy, yeah,
yeah.
Just like music.
Make me call my homie on the phone like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me. I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
Music. Music. Music. Music. Music.
Just the music. With my woman, got me in the air saying sweet nothings. Make love come out the mouth, no fronting, like all of a sudden.
Just like music.
Taking away your worries and cares. Any problems, music will be right there. Together match, yo, we a perfect pair. Is that true, Marvin?
Yeah, music.
Yo, to get you the bangness, body soul snatcher, universal language. It be the light, so open up. This is it, what the f?
Just like music.
One fly tune to have black and white vibe in one room. No confrontation, poly or night. It's just a sensation.
Just word. Like music.
Music. Music. Music. Music. Music. Music. Music. Music.
Sermon, music featuring Marvin Gaye, one of my favorite songs of all time. Just had to throw that on over for y'all. But we finna get into this collabs. I asked this to Dre last episode. I want to see what y'all thoughts are on this. Are we tired of these collab projects?
No.
I think it's the season for them.
If it's done right, no.
If it's done right?
Yeah.
But is it? It's often not done right.
We've been getting collab projects for years.
No, that's true.
And I think it's good.
They're spinning out more often though now.
I think it creates versatility for the artists. I mean, you know, it forces an artist to step out of his bubble and kind of participate in a different kind of genre of hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, and some artists mix and match well and some don't. You know, we've just happened to see it not happen as well. And like, I mean, the thing is now these producers are considering themselves as artists and it's the same thing of just having one person put out an album and the same producer on every track. I mean, right. we could basically say every Drake album is a Drake and 40 collab.
Mm. I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Basically, because 40 is just as much impactful of a player on the Drake albums as Drake is.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
How'd you feel about like, the Big Sean project then?
They consider that a collab album.
Yeah.
But the way I see it is, Ty Dolla $ign and Jeremiah, they got a tape coming out All Star Weekend.
I'm hyped for it.
But that will be a good collab.
R&B though.
That makes sense though. Yeah. I'm ready for that. That's gonna be hard.
But you got one of the most diverse, you know what I'm saying, one of the most flexible artists in the world on that album. With Ty Dolla $ign. Yeah. He can do anything.
And both of those niggas got crazy pins and Jeremiah really good ears.
Yeah, he got Jeremiah got it like that too, like that Late Nights in Paris or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, his last album.
Man. Jeremiah has he'll never put out trash. Other people's albums, like writing.
Jeremiah don't never put out trash.
Yeah, but name a person that Ty Dolla $ign is gonna collab with and it not sound good.
Ty
Dolla $ign's amazing.
Yeah.
A Ty Dolla $ign Jeremiah collab was gonna be lit. I called this back in September. I said they're going to have some kind of joint album in the next few years. I also said I want to hear Ty Dolla $ign in the Dream collab.
Hot take.
Called Dolla in the Dream. So if Ty Dolla $ign in the Dream hears this, do this collab.
Wait a minute, say that one more time. You want to wait.
I predicted the Ty Dolla $ign and Jeremiah collab.
What did you think it was going to be called?
I didn't know, but I also predicted, and I don't know if this is going to happen.
Predictions.
Yeah.
From JR.
Yeah. We can make this a thing.
Coming live.
All right.
Segment.
So I also predicted, want to predict, there's going to be a Ty Dolla $ign in the Dream collab. And it's gonna be called A Dolla in a Dream,
bruh.
that's a dope
dolla
name.
In a Dream.
That's a great idea.
That's dope.
That's a damn good idea, Joe. I can't even lie.
I'm coining that shit right now. Dolla, if you hear this, fuck with me. Dream, if you hear this, fuck with me too.
Man, that's a great ass idea. So is it? Well, the answer is my question. I'm about to ask. Any Dream collabs y'all would want to hear? We got Ty Dolla $ign in the Dream.
Dolla in a Dream. I'm gonna keep coining anybody, that shit till it happens too.
Y'all got any Dream collabs?
I hate to say Drake. I've been saying a lot of Drake stuff today. But Drake and Chris
Drake
Brown.
The ultimate light skin compilation.
We will never get that album.
That would never happen.
We'll never get it, but
they cool now, right?
No.
They was cool for one day. Yeah, and then Drake threw a bottle.
I still have high hopes for a Drake and Kanye collab. It was in the works. They teased it. They teased it multiple times. Mm-hmm. This was before Kanye's rant when he was talking shit about Drake. But we did hear Kanye on Glow.
How about a...
So I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, I wanted to watch The Throne too. I don't know if we'll get it. But
it's already happened, so we can be like, at least we got one. True. What about like a Kendrick and like SZA album?
A Kendrick and
SZA. Or like a Isaiah Rashad and SZA.
I could see that happening more.
I could definitely see a Zay and...
Yeah, like an EP, like 8-song EP or something. I feel like that shit would be hard.
I think Dolph and Takeoff need to do it.
It's Dolph.
Right.
Gelato.
Dolph and Takeoff need to do a collab.
Everybody's been saying that Takeoff's turn for a collab with somebody.
And he can spit.
Wait, didn't they say, hold on, didn't somebody say that he has a collab in the works with somebody?
Everybody's like, Offset got one, Quavo got one now, it's Takeoff's turn to do a...
I don't like either of these two artists, but Lil Pump and Slump, the bass guy, need to do a Slump and Pump.
Slump and Pump.
I'd like to see a Dom Kennedy 24 Hours.
I'd like to see a Dom Kennedy
24 hours. That would be cool.
I ain't mad at that. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm trying to think too. Like, what if we get like a Jay-Z and like a Pharrell?
I want to see a Kendrick and Pharrell
album collab.
Kendrick and Pharrell.
I want to see a Kendrick and Pharrell. Has Kendrick even worked with Pharrell yet?
I think he's been on a beat.
I think they've been, yeah.
I think he's been on a Pharrell beat.
I think they've been in the same room.
I'm sure they have.
But see, Kendrick, his versatility could match Pharrell's beat-making versatility.
But sometimes when you get two niggas like that together, it's like a shit the bed. Like when Kanye directed the Best Ever Had video. Like,
I'm going to say this. When's the last time you heard Pharrell shit the bed on anything? Pharrell, think about the last... Few projects.
I didn't like the NERD project like that.
And are you a big NERD fan?
I am.
I guess I can't give a fair.
I like Pharrell. I like Pharrell as a solo artist, but never really.
There's a lot of influence on that joint. Like a lot of.
But that's always that been resonate. That's always been for
it's
real.
Chad.
That's always been N.E.R.D.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's Chad. That's like Chad's part coming in.
Yeah,
I want the Pharrell with the every beat start off with a four count.
Doom, doom, doom.
Okay,
doom.
Right. So I did not know. I did not know that Pharrell produced All Right.
We gonna be all right.
Yeah, he did.
I did
think
not
about
know
how it started off.
Oh, he always does the four count. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just looked that up. I looked up.
He's a beast, bro. He's a beast.
Pharrell and Kendrick collabs, and I did not know he did All Right. If we got All Right from Kendrick and Pharrell,
that was the best.
On like, imagine a whole album. That's my dream. That's my dream collab
we
right now.
We gonna be all right.
Kendrick Pharrell album. Please make it happen, y'all.
That'd be amazing.
Now we gotta get the title.
Who cares? Who cares? It's Kendrick.
Right?
It's extremely philosophical.
It really don't matter. They can name it Untitled like Kendrick did. You know?
And I was still going to download that.
He didn't name the. He ain't named the project or the songs.
Right. Untitled one.
I didn't care. Right.
And I would love to see. I would love to see Timbaland one more time make one good
amazing
album.
Amazing project.
Yeah.
He put out something with Black a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Him really? And Black. Yeah. Him and Black put out a song. Yeah.
I want to see him do a whole album with somebody.
Well, Tim got artists at this point. I feel like he's trying to nurture their careers.
What's my girl name?
Tink.
Tink. Yeah.
I would like to see OGs take like niggas who are clearly influenced by them and do projects together. Like, Wayne has to give us Carter Five, but then after that, he could maybe play with Thug and see what they can come up with. Wayne a slime.
But that, we never gonna get them in the same
they're
room.
They're not cool now.
Wayne and Thug will be hard.
That would be
that
amazing.
Wayne and Thug would
that
be.
Shit would
they
be
both
hard.
Got that like dynamic vocal.
Takeoff needs to go in and collab with 2 Chainz on some real shit.
That'd be hard. No, what I heard Chainz. Was Takeoff and Young Thug. That's what somebody said.
I'm gonna take off on Yachty. Yeah. Take off a Yachty. They have
that.
A collab coming,
I want anybody
to collab with Young Thug. Young Thug is one of the most consistent artists we got out here
because he has a wide range. He doesn't ever really seem. He's just like out of his zone. Like feel like he can get in on any track and perform.
Right.
But that we bring up Wayne. How y'all feel about that Dedication 6, man?
It was straight.
Wayne can rap.
It was a lot better.
Wayne can rap.
We know that. Yeah. We know that.
It was a lot better. It was a lot better than we got in the past. I was very
compared to what?
Compared to
Dedication 5?
Compared to what we've been getting recently from Wayne.
Yeah. Okay. That's
you get what I'm saying.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I was expecting with this long.
I ain't gonna lie. When they did the 5-star joint with Nicki. When this came on, I was like, I wasn't sure. But then when Nicki came on the hook, I know I'm a slander at Nicki, but she sounds great on this hook.
Give Nicki some credit, man.
Nicki be rapping.
Please, please, bro.
She can rap better than Cardi to me.
And she sounds good on hooks.
That plain.
I've been defending Nicki for 2 episodes now.
Keep defending
her. Because she's been trash this year, bro. You
she
have
has.
To
I feel like
been trash.
It's really personal.
How she been trash?
Nah, I mean,
what?
Her
what
actual
you mean?
Songs.
What, like?
How's the song?
Her actual songs, y'all didn't like. But the features that she's put
the
out
features
this year
all I can
have
think
been
of, right.
fucking amazing. Yeah.
No. Not and then the vagina.
That's the hardest part of that
that's
song.
Not lyrically, that's not lyrically valid, but it's a dope track and you bop to it in the club.
Take out, Rake It Up, and Motorsport. Take out those two verses.
Plain Jane.
It's trash.
You got Plain Jane.
Plain Jane.
You got this 5-star.
Trash.
Eat a nigga ass or something.
I didn't like that part, but I thought the verse was dope.
Trash.
I liked
Sorry, Nicki Baby.
The trash. London on the track. That was dope.
Oh, yeah. The joint she put out. I'm like, oh, nah. I just want feeling Nicki, bro, this year.
I can't remember.
But niggas just hate
she's beautiful to look at. I look at her all day, but her tracks was trash this year.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm not excited for the project.
I don't think anyone is outside.
Actually,
of,
you know what?
What's it called? What's
there may be a couple Barbies left.
Barbs, outside of the Barbs. I don't think nobody.
She needs a good rebrand. Fuck.
When you were saying collabs, if a Future and Nicki collab happened, I'd listen
fuck
to
no.
I listen to
Future
it.
And Nicki.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm not listening to that.
Hell no.
I don't know about that.
I would listen
I'm
to
not
that.
Listening to that.
Hell no. I have a strong stance on Future. I think he needs to go on vacation for a year and a half and just chill.
And,
I'm tired of Future
he
right
should.
Now. He's everywhere.
Are you tired of Future or are you tired that everyone sounds like Future?
No, I'm tired of Future. Specifically,
okay.
Wow.
Well, let me not get on my soapbox.
That's
panic.
Okay.
But
so
back to Dedication.
Back to Dedication 6. Also, what was interesting was Drake being on that
family on the Reloaded.
And
Dedication 6 Reloaded.
And then throwing shots at Birdman.
I know, right? Crazy.
No,
I wasn't expecting
pay the man.
It's crazy when he gets on a song and follows the prompt.
Yeah.
This song is about Family Feud, and he did something that shit was contextual. I'm like, that's what you
do. That's what you're supposed to do.
Then Wayne came on and he was like, I'm out of space. And in my mind, I'm like, Wayne, like you have the potential to really like go in.
Yeah.
On Family Feud, and you just kind of rap.
Yeah, I was expecting like some big shots at Birdman or some shit. You feel me? But
you know, they ain't gonna say too much now. Birdman's still the OG. I mean, outside of Wayne, Wayne can say whatever, but Drake
OG as like he's the old man.
Drake said more than Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne didn't say nothing.
That's not on his song. I'm not talking about the song specifically.
But Wayne's in a legal dispute. He can't say anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
he can't say names. He can express, I don't know.
He's been on stage plenty of times.
My problem with
Wayne. He definitely said that.
Ain't no more YM. Ain't no more CM, it's YM type shit.
My problem with Weezy F Baby is
please
that
say the baby.
You know the
don't call him Weezy F Baby.
I'm contractually obliged.
It's making me uncomfortable.
I have to say
uncomfortable. Dun dun dun.
God can clearly rap, and he's clearly one of the greatest at it, and he's been doing this for damn near 20 years. It's just when I say like artists don't put out cohesive bodies of work, like he don't never
have
subject matter.
What else can Wayne say?
Wayne has been doing. He's a
all.
Metaphor.
He said
God.
It. He's put out.
No,
it ain't about what. It ain't about what he can say. It's the sequence in which he
he's
said.
Put out a
like,
million songs.
Like as I said, Family Feud. You know what I'm saying? It's just an example of the opportunity to sequentially be like, all right, this song is about shit that I got going on. He could talk about his daughter, who I mean, it seemed like she kind of trying to be known, but don't nobody want to know her. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He can talk about shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But
don't nobody want to know her.
He be like,
don't nobody want to know her. That's fucked up. I ain't going to say that.
They try to put me in a box and then I crash the Porsche.
I was expecting, like some OG dedication, like Dedication 1 and Dedication 2.
Like original tracks?
Yeah.
Not even original tracks. I mean,
I like that he spit on other people's tracks. That's what mixtape's supposed to be.
But I was like, just bars wise.
I want original tracks.
Some shit that niggas could warm up to.
You can't really put out too much.
I mean, he can make new shit, I'm assuming.
I like the Jacking for Beats mixtape, Wayne.
Yeah,
I mean, come on! But at this point, I want a project, man. Like
he can't release nothing.
Give me something.
He can't. Like let's face it, bro.
My man's
he
got handcuffs and just chilling in a room with you know what I'm saying.
Like I mean, think about it. The Jacking for Beats, Wayne. That's a legendary Wayne. He always has to keep that as a part of who he is.
07
I mean,
Wayne.
One of the best tracks we ever got from Wayne was a Jacking for Beats, Wayne. The sky is the limit. Mm-hmm. I forgot that's Mike Jones's song originally. Right.
That song's still hard.
You know what I'm saying?
Mike
so,
Jones shit still.
He's gonna ride with
man.
His
Mike
on
Jones
trigger.
Shit is obsolete to me. After Sky's the Limit came out. Like, that was it. I don't even know what the name of the Mike Jones song is.
Mr. Jones.
Really?
I don't know how that song goes.
Mr. Jones.
Every time I hear that, every time I hear that beat, the sky is the limit. Like, that's
being
it.
In the middle of the club, it's okay. I used to be in the middle of the club, young as fuck, when this song used to drop. Then my shirt came off and I'm acting a goddamn fool. It was something about Sky's the Limit. That's an OG track, and that's
that warm up music. Like you got your headphones on the court, like, oh yeah, I'm dropping 30 tonight.
Man,
I'm dropping
30. Wayne is a legend, man.
Drop 7.
Up. Man, what else happened this week? How we feeling about Cardi? She put out the follow up to the smash.
She killing it.
How y'all feel about it?
I'm interested in what the project will sound like.
Man, I was a little disappointed in Bardia Cardi. Just because after the level of work that she put in on of course Bodak Yellow, then her verse off of No Limit, she was moving. And then Bardia Cardi just wasn't there. It was just too much references to Offset.
That's what really killed it.
Just
honestly.
She said,
fuck y'all. She gonna keep rapping about Offset.
Yeah,
fuck
she did say that. And that's
but
fine.
But I don't wanna hear about Offset.
If I want to hear about Offset, I'm gonna listen to that QC.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to Offset. I wanna hear about
him
Offset.
Metro.
Are we boxing her in as an
artist? Yeah. We shouldn't. She's making history.
We gotta get a project first.
But she boxing herself in by rapping about Offset on every fucking track.
What's her name? She's from New York. More
Remy Ma?
More manly. Young Ma? No, no.
Like, Young and May.
Young and May.
Yeah, Young Ma. Young and May.
Young and May's that train is over. That train
but
is
I'm
passed.
Saying though, like that's how iconic that joint, like that joint went up, and then she had this like big amount of steez.
But then Young and May didn't do anything. May,
she was in too much like trouble. She was doing a whole bunch of shit like fucking promoters over and shit like that at shows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
And so she like that was like a lot. Played a huge part in her downfall. Yeah, okay. She didn't put you
can,
out her
yeah, and you can fuck up your career fucking with the wrong people. Like yeah. you not hell doing yeah. not doing justice by the wrong people. Like I mean, think about it. Look
who
at
is Cardi with?
Look at August Alsina.
Yeah,
August Alsina yeah. didn't act right in the industry, and now it's really hard for man, him to recover from that. Yeah.
Well, you know, so, the you know Smiths adopted him, so I think he'll be fine.
You said who adopted
the
him?
The Pinkett Smiths adopted August Alsina.
Shut up.
Him and Tyrese got bunk beds.
They took
him and Tyrese got bunk beds.
Well, he's if August Alsina is if August Alsina is now a Smith,
right?
He's the third best Smith. He's the fourth best Smith
yeah,
music
Icon
artist.
Go in.
Right. Yeah, Icon Smith project
is
was
tough.
Fire.
Willow is hard.
She snuck a project out at the end of the year. Like.
Him yeah. and Tyrese got bumped.
Right. I'm still dead at that, bro.
Hey. No,
Cardi B.
One from me.
Yo, you need, that needs to be on demand.
Hey, no. you know what? Though I did like Cardi B on the Finesse joint. I liked that. Yeah, and you know, Atlantic, they are a gimmick label. Yeah. They're
that's
a very
actually,
gimmick label, but
that's
a
clear
good
sign
one.
Of how much they fuck with her. Though they put her on a Bruno song.
I actually met with the head of digital over at Atlantic. We had a meeting and talked it up, and he was just kind of telling me how much they really love. Cardi.
Let me pick up this name you dropped.
Drop the name.
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
I didn't drop a name. We just had coffee.
Titles,
small
right.
mogul talk. You
just
know?
Titles.
Yeah, you know titles. What I'm saying? We went out. We just had some coffee, and he was just kind of telling me how much they really love Cardi B, and that her personality. She comes into the offices, and everybody's just excited to see her. Mm-hmm. She literally has the label behind her.
See, that's the thing. So, it's her personality. Her personality mm-hmm. is out of this world.
Right.
She can be on any kind of platform. You see, she was on the talk show the other night, and even then, she was still herself. And
she
so
has
that's,
to be.
Right.
We were just talking about this on the train. Like,
that is true.
In this business, you are, well, anybody really, you are trying to sell yourself to people. And mm-hmm. oftentimes, the more authentic people are successful. So if she don't have to change, like she walk into the meeting and it's like, yeah, just keep doing that, like what you're doing. And she's
because
like,
she was doing, she was acting going, like this before yeah, she right. was yeah. before she
just
was on the label
like,
and all
very
that shit.
On self.
Even before she was rapping, she was acting like this. Like if that, you look at her old videos back in the day, like before, mm-hmm. when she was a stripper, you know what I'm saying?
I think
even
I watched a 7-minute video of her.
That's why she'll like be that. Fine. She'll never run into that like whole Hollywood music industry crazy stuff that happens to people because that's her 24/7. Yeah. Like, you know, you hear Dave Chappelle talk about people acting crazy mm-hmm. or going wild in the industry, but that's mainly because the industry people are trying to keep those artists in character 24/7 when it's not them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what drives them crazy. Cardi B is, that's her. 24/7, she is Cardi B, but that's her personality. She's not in character. And so for that reason, she'll be fine. She'll never get locked into some kind of box where she has to put on a persona every time she gets on a camera because that can mess with someone's like real mm-hmm. life psyche. She's gonna be.
Who do we think? Who do we think is wearing that like cape of "This is my artist self" and this is like I'm having to fight?
I feel like you see it more in the pop world, and that's why people don't be last.
Pop is trash now.
Yeah.
Like I feel that way. I mean, like I love Jaden Smith, but I feel that way about Jaden. Mm-hmm. Like
what? You think he's fake deep?
I just think like it's a.
If you listen to Will and Jada actually speak like about some shit, you can hear the influence in. Like from them and Jaden, whenever he speaks, like all this, like the books he's read, like read, Will and Jada, like
push them in front of some
stuff. They like push Jaden and Willow to
as
like,
you do if you're a, you know,
as a billionaire parent.
Couple.
Because Tyrese, you know, he got in a fight with Jaden and just fucking.
You got one more time. You got one more time.
Jaden. I mean, Jaden took his sheets and he was like, "Hey, what more?
What more do you want from me?" You got one more time to try, my man, Tyrese.
I'm just saying, I
one
I
more like time.
Artists do that, and they get to that point where they're putting up such a persona and such an act that it drives them crazy.
Like Kodak Black.
Nah, he what is he acting
like? That's 100% Florida nigga right thug. There.
That's 100% thug
nasty
Florida.
Nasty thug.
That's Florida all day, every day.
Okay.
I think like maybe like a
he started really young.
XXX
Tentacion.
Like, yeah. He's playing
I'm not
thug.
Buying it.
And that's why he continues to get his ass whooped, because he's playing thug mm-hmm. instead of being whatever he's
is he locked
is.
Up again?
Like an emo thug?
Yeah. I think he is.
Back locked up.
He may be out though, because I saw him post some shit, so he might be out.
Soulja Boy been doing
got phones and
Soulja Boy, yes.
Yeah,
Soulja Boy.
Hey. Oh, gimmick like lifestyle.
Man. Gimmick lifestyle. You know what I'm
trying
saying?
To pull up in the hood and people right. are like, hey, bro.
You know, getting spraying niggas with the Draco.
Yeah. Draco.
Like, come on.
Man. Y'all know when that thing popped, I definitely thought some Harry Potter shit happened. I was not like even aware of what was going on.
What happened with the Draco?
I think we'll never know like who is in character and who's not. Into
you can kind of feel.
You can tell.
You would never know like you
but
said,
people talk but about it. How like people are always talking about it. How like people are fake. So.
A lot of people that didn't like Kendrick's, like before Damn, the project
Butterfly.
They felt like
hard,
he was
hard.
Being disingenuous.
Yeah, they felt like he was just trying to be like, man, get off this, you know, black power shit and
fake
rap.
Black power, yeah.
But I felt like it was authentic.
That's definitely Kendrick. Like, right, even if you look and listen back to Section 80 shit,
so
like,
you can, you still can talking feel about away, the same but you won't ever know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
What about Chance the Rapper? Because a lot of people say that about Chance.
He's a straight up politician.
Yeah.
A lot of people say that about Chance. Yeah. Straight like politician. They feel like Chance is just.
Chance being too good, like too much of a goody two shoes.
Yeah, like a goody two shoes.
Fuck that. That's him.
Joe Budden.
I don't think that's him. He's actually.
Joe Budden said he needed him to shoot a nigga or two in the
song. He's running up in record labels.
Speaking of Joe Budden, how do you feel about the whole Joe Budden situation?
R.I.P. Everyday struggle.
You know,
right?
They had a good run, bro. But I respect what he did.
Did you see the did you see the video he released with Puffy?
Of course, he's going to revolt.
Basically, going to revolt. Does he take Joe Budden podcast? Do they create something new?
They should take Joe Budden podcast.
He should have multiple slots. Time to do things.
Right. And I don't think people really understand why Joe Budden is so big for hip hop right now. Because we were at a time where hip hop needed a show like Everyday Struggle to put the eye back on it. We lost 106 in Park. We lost
The Basement.
Yeah. We lost, you know what I'm saying? We had The Breakfast Club. But The Breakfast Club was more about like interviewing people, mm-hmm. like it
and
wasn't
really
like it wasn't covering concert. A wide basis. Like
it's his first take for hip hop.
Yeah, his first take for hip hop. It made hip hop, you know, relevant. I mean, it's not that it's not relevant, mm-hmm. but it just put it kind of
on at the day to day.
And it brought somebody who's gonna be able to question everything. Like we didn't
and
really
someone
have,
who's actually been in that position too.
Yeah,
he's got label experience, artist experience, just being a fan of the music.
And then you got the other side where it's academics who represents the internet.
Like opportunistic, opportunistic culture of hip hop.
And I like the balance of academics with Joe Budden.
Yeah, because it's
they
two
did,
separate spectrums,
right?
Completely.
And what? They didn't kiss anybody's ass. Mm. Like they,
RIP.
No, I don't think academics did.
I think
academics got balled up a couple of times. Like you can see it in his face. Yeah. And he ain't,
you
like
can
that
tell
whole,
when he not rocking with who they interviewing that day. Like he kind of just be in the back. Like,
right. Yeah.
Yo, I'm still mad Erica just played him for 57 minutes. Though.
Man, trolled him the whole time. Trolled him the whole time.
That was so funny, though.
But it was an accurate description.
It really was.
I'm a doppelgang motherfucker. Like, I will sit there and look like,
you really need something here.
Yeah. Erica Badu is the ultimate troll.
But yeah, rest in peace, Everyday Struggle, man. They had a dope-ass run, bro. For real, for real.
If they could put Joe and Ak on Revolt, I feel like if they added like a Scotty Beam in there too, that would be a show that I watch a lot.
Scotty Beam.
Yeah, man, that would be dope.
Who is Scotty?
She used to be on Hot.
She used to work at Hot, but I don't know what she's doing right now. She don't work at Hot no more.
Yep.
Yeah, she had a good little segment that she was going on Twitter. It was like you could at Scotty's Feedback, where you like, you know, you send in like your independent artist music, she get feedback, but she's been a little quiet.
Quiet, yeah.
I don't think I want Scotty being in there. I don't think I do.
It might work, but we're gonna get to some more music, man. When we come back, we're gonna talk about these new Dave Chappelle Netflix specials. Y'all seen
hilarious.
Y'all seen those shit?
Fucking hilarious. But he brings up Are you serious? He brings up some good stuff in there, and he talks about what I also feel is true, in that we have a world full of bitch assness.
I agree with that.
Let's save it. After the break, we're going to get to that. Then we're going to get to This Week in Hip Hop History. Then we're going to do top five album intros of all time.
Daylon!
Top five. But we're going to get into this Mos Def, Brown Sugar.
Yeah, of love, Brown Sugar. About to set it like, yeah, y'all. Just my mic so I can touch it up right quick. Show me how Brooklyn do, you know what I mean? Listen, yo, let's start it up. Let's get it flowing. Let's make a move. Let's get it going. I know it's feeling like everything you want, don't it? And you've been waiting your whole life for one moment. Well, baby, here it is. You better step to it. I know you ready, right? Then, baby, let's do it. Move your neck to it. Put your arms and legs next to it. Then put whatever else is left to it. See, you're all in. Now you about to rock them. Got your focus, man. Now they got a problem. Who you talking to? Son right there. The man in the mirror. I see him. White clad, do your thing, calf. Yeah, work it out, dog. Open up their minds, be about yours. Silence everyone who ever tried to doubt yours. Get your mind right, keep your sound raw. Heavy bass, man, make it bounce more. Make them feel it from the ceiling to the ground floor. How it sound, y'all? I know it's crazy, right? I know it's crazy tight. Don't ever take me light. It's Cav Love, y'all. And that's what's up, y'all. I beat game, I know exactly what you want, y'all. I make it jump, y'all. So put them up, y'all. Brown Sugar Brooklyn, it's about to jump.
You got to give it to me. You need to give it to me. You better give it to me. Give it to me.
Brown sugar, leave the ground shook up. Got the world sweating like fiends without cook up.
You
know come
you
on.
Really wanna give it to me.
You better
give it to me.
You got to
give it to me. Give it
brown sugar.
Me.
Lick your lips to it. Work your hips to it. A steady rocking like this.
It's
to
like
it.
1, 2, 3
into the fold. That brother Cavi Cav is here, so let him know. This for my hustlers. This for my scramblers. This for my sexy mommies. It's for everybody. Banging at any party and watch them rock to it. Bounce and pop to it. This here's hot music. Duke, I'm not losing. You need to stop fooling. I know the game very well, boy. I'm not stupid. Sharp and smart moving. Applying a heart to it. Came here to get the ghetto blocks moving. And after rocking them, the porch and backyard's moving. Keep it cracking, cause I love the way that y'all do it.
You got to give it to me.
You need to
give it to me.
You better
give it to me. Give it to me.
Brown sugar, leave the ground shook up. Observe the way how we make it sound. Put up like, you got
to give it to me.
You need to
give it to me.
You got to
give it to me. Give it
brown sugar. Lick your lips to it. Work your hips to it. Steady rocking like this.
Damn, baby. Damn, baby. Damn, baby. Damn, baby. Ooh, ah, ah.
Word up, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be telling these niggas, man. Shit in the game, man. Shit
tell them
real,
done,
kid.
Man. Let them niggas up. Know, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit definitely up. Real, boy.
Yeah. I'm trying to get this loot anyway.
Hey, yo, Queens, get the money. Long time, no cash. I'm caught up in the hustle where the guns go blast. The fool retaliated, so I had to think fast. Pull out my heat first, see, pull out a seat last. Now who the fuck you think is living to this day? I'm trying to tell these young niggas crime don't pay. They looked at me and said, Queens niggas don't play. Do your thing, I'll do my kiss, stay out of my way. Type hard, trying to survive in New York State. But can't stop till I'm eating off a platinum plate. Po-Po comes around and tries to relocate me. Lock me up forever, but they can't deflate me, cuz Having cash is highly addictive, especially when you used to have money to live with. I pull a step back, look at my life as a whole. Ain't no love, it seems the devil done stole my soul. I'm out Philadelphia, selfie, P's not helping you. I'm trying to get this Lexus up, plus the cellular, your big noise.
What up, cousin?
I can't cope with all these crab niggas trying to shorten my rope.
Yo, it's the R-A-P-P-E-R-N-O-Y-D. Niggas can't fuck with me. Coming straight out of QB, pushing the infinity. You ask, can I rip it constantly? Mentally, definitely, to the death of me. Come and test me, trust me. Nigga can't touch me if he snuff me. So bust me, you're gonna have to, cause I'm a blast you. My lyrical, like a miracle. Ill spiritual, I'm born with it. I'm getting on with it. And I'ma have it to I'm fucking dead and going with it. Cause I'm a what? Composer, fallcore. A lyrical destructor. Don't make me buck ya, cause I'm a wild motherfucker. You know I flow, you know my steelo. Even pack my gap when I go to see my P.O. Jump out my hootie, pass my gap in my loopy to my shorty. Against my P.O. Try to troop me to the island. I know if I start wildin', flippin' on niggas walking around with the nice gold medallions. But she didn't violate me, so I escaped. See, back to Queens, pumping the fiends, making more cream, know what I mean? I'm a natural born hustler, won't try to cut ya. Pull out my 4-4 and blush.
There ain't no time for fake jacks. The brothers that fake jacks be laid on his back. The streets is real, can't roll without steel. I feel how I feel, cause I was born to kill. Do what I gotta, to eat a decent meal. Brothers are starving, for trying to find a job. Son, it's all about rocking. So don't be alarmed when we come through. We supposed to, if you opposed to, get your face blown, dude. Off the map, cause I react attack. A brother was a blessing world, so I act like that. Drug dealing, only messing shorties that's appealing. I'm fronting all the world once I start four-wheeling. Cause back on the 41st, I'll be doing ride. Sipping in your day, getting bent all night. You who that? Never seen him in my whole life. Step to his business cause it's only right. Ho-ho ain't around, so I grab my pound money. Retaliated, so I hit the ground. My life was on the line, gotta hold my projects down. Can't see myself getting bodied by a clown. Ass nigga that ain't even from my town. Hit him up in the chest, now he's laying me down. Jetted up from under the benches, I started hearing sirens. I stopped farming, they cut ass like a diamond. Jetted to the grip piece, what a relief. Stash the heat, then proceeded to peep. Out the window, call my son, yo son, we got beef. But no question, money had a problem, so we solved him. I got my mind on the stick up, now it's time to get paid. Thinking of ways to take loot already made. There's crime in the air, ain't no time to be afraid. Give me yours to get laid. Give up the goods to get sprayed. I got lots of love for my crew, that is. No love for them other crews and rival kids. All them out of town niggas know what time it is. And if they don't, they need to buy a watch, word up. Caught up in the crossfire, get they self hurt up. While I be sipping gin straight in a plastic cup on a park bench on 12th Street. My whole crew's famous. You tried to bust your gat and keep it real, but you nameless. First of all, slow down, you on the wrong route. Let me put you on your feet and show you what's it all about. The street life, ain't nothing to play with. No jokes, no games, kid. For years I've been doing the same shit, just drinking liquor, doing bids, escorting crackheads, and sticking up the stick up kids. Stick up kids, stick up.
Yeah. That's Mobb Deep, Give Up the Goods, classic 1995 shit. Mm. You know, that grimy New York sound.
Mm. Come on, son.
You already know.
Mobb Deep, they're amazing beat selectors.
Havoc is amazing, bro. Havoc makes the best. I was just telling Mike that yesterday. I was like, Havoc is so like slept on as a producer.
Right.
He's one of the best producers like ever, because he made most of my deep shit. So like,
we was literally just listening to Shook Ones Part 2 in the crib yesterday.
Bro, it's a classic,
man.
It's a classic. So yeah, let's talk about this Dave Chappelle. what y'all think?
First off, legendary. Dave Chappelle is the greatest stand-up comedian of all time.
Mm. Ooh.
I just want to make sure
of all time.
Of all time.
So who's the top three then? If he's the, like, who's coming in the second place of that?
All time.
It was all at this time. Moment that he knew he fucked up.
Please tell me, first off, before you give me a sound bite, make sure you come with somebody better than Dave Chappelle.
Got to.
Because the only people you can say.
Eddie?
He's number three on my list.
Eddie Murphy is hilarious.
Richard Pryor
is number two.
Dick Gregory
is number seven.
Chris Rock?
Number five.
He got a whole list.
Chris Rock is up there too, man.
Yeah.
You think he's better than Chris Rock?
I mean,
Dave.
By far. Dave's a better. Martin.
Martin. I'm taking Dave over Martin.
And then what Martin did for the culture. Too,
but yeah, Martin did a lot.
But like you know what I'm saying? Like the thing about being a great stand-up comedian is can you take an audience from point A to point B and then also take a piece of point A and loop it back around at the end of the actual show or do something like that? Like if you think about his first Netflix special and he was talking about all the times that he met O.J. Simpson.
Mm-hmm. And he's that was great.
I'm going to tell you about four times that I met O.J. And then he ended the show, walks out, and then he comes back and be like, oh, yeah, by the way, before the show's end, the fourth time I met O.J. Simpson.
Yeah,
and the crowd went crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the showmanship that
that was the best one out of the four he's putting out this year. That was my favorite.
Right. And then in the new one, he's like, I'm so good at writing jokes.
I could quit comedy because I'm just so damn just good. So
yeah,
damn
it's
good.
Too easy. Yeah, and he's like, I'm gonna use a line right now. So I picked a note out of the fishbowl. I looked at it and was like, I'm gonna kick her in the. And
so
then,
I kicked her.
Yes, and he came back and used it in a joke. It was so subtle, but it was so funny. It's just his ability to just mm-hmm. bring everything together and tie it together and keep a story flowing.
Yeah.
I think that's
the little nuances too, right?
Yeah, and he's informative too. He doesn't just tell jokes. He's gonna teach you some shit. Like if you listen to Dave Chappelle, he's gonna teach you something you didn't know. That's what I also appreciate him. He's well researched. He's very studied. You could tell he reads a lot, and he's just in tune with what's going on in the world.
It's how he presents the jokes too. Like I look at things like. When a comedian slaps his leg with the mic, Mike Epps do this shit a lot.
I don't know
if it's like
it's a little nuance. It's a little nuance.
It makes shit funnier, you know. It
brings them to like it brings them down a level. Like yeah. Man, he's just another motherfucker.
When you see a comment laughing, when you see a comment laughing at his old joke, you can't help but to right. laugh yourself.
Yeah. Exactly, and I love when Dave when he's gonna say a punchline and he says it so subtle and he like takes a puff of his cigarette and he's just like. Sometimes
I like that it was vaping.
He would say the guy was like, Dave, I'm gonna race him. And he's sitting there and he's like, shit, sometimes you gotta race, gotta race, nigga. And like that shit was so hilarious to me. So,
key takeaway, sometimes you really do gotta race.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta race him.
I've seen this man beside me race people in the middle of the street as a grown ass man.
Say what?
I just wanna put that out there.
In a car?
Hey, but I thought that
socks.
On foot.
Physically right. running. Okay.
I'm picking the shoes off. We're going to go socks.
Hey, but Dave Chappelle, I thought it was great. I was super happy about it. And Dave Chappelle, really, he addressed something that we have going on right now is that we got a lot of soft motherfuckers in America right now.
A lot of bitch assness.
Yeah, just getting soft over anything. How can I can't make a joke? Like you know what I'm saying? Like he was talking about trans people were getting offended because he was making a joke, but Dave Chappelle makes a joke about everybody.
Everyone.
And then he was talking about he had a show and the Asian lady got mad at Dave Chappelle, was like, you're racist.
To interracial couples.
And Dave Chappelle's like, well, I'm married to an Asian person.
I'm glad he brought that up.
The way he said he was like, well, pronounced to you, I'm in an interracial relationship, and I'm married to an Asian.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying?
You're wrong.
Yeah, like it's so much. Everybody gets offended about everything in today's society.
It's because we're so opportunistic.
No, it's not even because we're
think
so
about
opportunistic.
It's
because everyone has a voice
it's because
nowadays,
because everybody
too.
Has a voice. Yeah. But, like, who the fuck cares that I make a joke about something if I'm making a joke about everything? It'd be
but
one
if I
thing,
can gain something from it, I'll be like, I don't like that.
But it's not even people not even trying to gain anything.
It forces
now.
You.
It
they're,
like
just
it to
trying,
me.
They're just trying to bring everybody. They're just trying to get everybody in trouble or something. It's just like a tattletale culture is so sensitive. But what I don't get is that we got the most insensitive motherfucker in the world as our president. And you're complaining because I told a joke, because my joke, I said a trans woman is going to be in Sports Illustrated, and I said, ew.
Right.
Like, that was my first thought. It was just funny that he even thought of it to say that way, but, like.
I felt like he wanted to go, like, real Dave Chappelle on that whole topic, too, but he was like,
I'm going to keep it reserved.
I think he went Dave Chappelle and did it in a clever way. You know what I'm saying?
That's growth, because because I mean, the reason why he brought it up is why is like talking about that in general. So
right, like, so taboo.
So it's like, yeah, I'm gonna address you people addressing me for talking about what I want to talk about.
And the timing was so right with the Caitlyn Jenner joke, because Caitlyn Jenner just had that interview.
You better go recently. Full. Nigga said you better go full.
Yeah, and she just had the interview recently. And she basically like attacking the guy who's asking questions because of the way. One word.
Caitlyn Jenner puts one word in there.
He puts one word in her question and she turns it was like, that's offensive. So one word makes a quote offensive? Like, we really live in a really strange time. Like, I'm afraid to talk at work sometimes.
Because I'm like, you don't say it in some intro.
I don't talk at work.
I
listen to some conversations at work, and I'll just be like, let me just ton up this. Yeah. If I say something, and I'm
people at work be like, you're so quiet.
I'm like, yo, you damn right.
I do is my job.
Because my opinion is going to be a lot different from you. One, I'm from the South. And so my opinion's already going to be different. And number two, I'm Black. So my opinion is extra different. So it's just
like, and I think that's the point of this whole thing. Like, the whole part of this offensive culture is that hearing people's opinions forces you to confront things that you wouldn't naturally do.
People don't want to hear opinions anymore. And like, people don't want it to be acceptable that you may have a different opinion about something, or you may feel something different than the other person. I think that it's totally okay for that to happen. You should be able to say, I have a different opinion than you have. I think differently than you do. So you shouldn't judge me for the way that I feel or think about things. And we've lost that in America.
Right.
Like the guy, like, you know, America, I forgot who said this, but America's superpower is our diversity, our variety of cultures, our ability to have all of these ideas. We're killing free.
What a superpower was
like, cold. You know what I'm saying? It's funny to me that we sit here and complain about people trying to take away the First Amendment. We're doing it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's interesting.
Literally, at a degree, we don't need the president to help us take away freedom of speech. We're doing it ourselves.
Like, don't say anything, please. Yeah. Do not say anything about how you feel.
I know I do a rant every show, so don't just shut up for the rest.
I'm glad he got that out.
But that's real talk. Yeah. I feel like Black men experience, I mean, I can only say what Black men experience because I am one, but I feel like we experience that a lot.
You're Black?
Yeah, bro. I'm actually French African.
Still Black.
You know what I'm talking about?
Still nigga.
The way I see it, man, I liked it. I mean, I'm a huge Dave Chappelle fan. I'm not gonna lie, I like the first collection that he put out a little bit more than this.
The one earlier in 2017. Yeah,
but it was still good, man. He touched on a lot of good points, mainly the one Dre just ranted on about a lot of bitch assness and everyone being just so damn sensitive about everything.
Yeah.
That would make me want to quit fucking comedy too if I was a comedian. But at the same time, if you're sensitive, you don't even need to go.
Why are you listening to
me? You don't need to go to anywhere close to a comedy show. Yeah. Right? Stay your ass at home if you can't take jokes. If you can't take jokes, don't go.
But
don't watch.
He's one retweet away from a sensitive person.
It's jokes.
These people are looking for that shit, too. That's why I say it's opportunistic. Like if you living in your world or your truth, shout out Charlamagne the guy. If you living in your truth, not too much outside stimuli can, like, fuck up your wavelength. But motherfuckers, like, literally be looking, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter, like, what can we find to get 40,000 retweets on, like, that's Twitter, so do your thing. Read so this. Trash. You know what I'm saying?
Like the Logan Paul guy who's getting in trouble now.
Because he was with a dead body. What he did was fucked up.
Well, no, he was not the dead body part.
Somebody, I mean, the one who was in Japan?
When he was in Japan, they kind of were like, it's problematic beyond the dead body thing.
Yeah.
It was just like him running around being
He was just
white
being real racist.
Tripping.
Just being really racist.
Wait, is that the dude that does splits?
Yeah.
Oh, that's him? That's famous for.
He was famous for Vine.
I don't even want to.
He just like walk up to somebody and do a split.
Yeah, he used to do that shit.
I don't even want to get that.
He walk up to somebody and just do a split. I've never seen that.
I'm gonna have to read up on what y'all talking about. We ain't gonna use his energy to fuck up what we got going on.
Yeah, I don't even want to give him any kind of publicity.
I mean, he's super famous. His kids love him.
Split doing that, man.
No, that's the time.
I mean, it's just. I think right now what's happening is people are getting used to black culture of of the way that we joke. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because we grow up.
Boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't come to a cookout.
What?
Hey. Your ass is going to sit home crying.
It was certain lunch tables in the cafeteria. You knew those were the jokers.
Don't sit you'd over
like,
here.
You'd be like,
me
man.
And my niggas will roast
they
your
gonna
ass.
They're going to judge the whole exactly. period.
I like
if
my,
you ain't got tough skin, don't sit,
don't
over,
sit
there.
Over here. You can't be
don't
cool,
even sit
my
close. Don't even sit close. Sit on the other side of the
don't
cafeteria.
Don't even look at me because I'm a peel yo. Because
we will get you from another table. Right. We will get you from another table.
I actually, my house in college, it was full of jokers. I walk in the house and they'd be like, ooh, I'm about to land a joke on your nose. Get it? Landed on your nose because my nose is fat. And they would talk about like that I basically had a nose where they could basically land a plane on. And I got so many nose jokes. I've heard every nose joke in the book. Yeah. But you just have to have that.
And honestly, doesn't the constant joking force you to accept shit about yourself?
Yeah.
Or improve.
Or improve.
Make, like, make a decision.
Either you prove or you go into a shell. One of those.
It helped me a lot with some insecurities I had when I was younger. That, you know, we were able to joke about this stuff and laugh about it. Mm. And I almost feel like it's a way of, like, just kind of your homies telling you the truth about yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I joke with a lot of my homies about, like, their relationship situations. Mm-hmm. But it's not like I'm serious. Like, I wish the best for all of my friends in their relationship situations. But sometimes I think the things they do is funny.
Right.
I think they have,
relationships
like, you know
are
saying?
Funny as hell. And I think it's a two-way, like, it's a two-way street when you cracking on somebody. Like, if I turn to you and I start, like, going in on your ass and you give off this energy, like,
that you're not responding, then I'm gonna be like, okay,
like, yeah, okay, it's like, yeah, he not really on that shit. But if you be like on some, bro, I'm on your, then it's like, hey, we having fun. Right.
It's like a camaraderie.
It's not
especially
like
you, in the black
I'm like trying to make your ass cry. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But although, there are some.
Yeah, somebody say although
there are some fools who can,
but
who
more
the line.
But more times than not, you know, especially amongst like friends, it's just like, hey, man, don't come in here with that
it's motor, like magic,
you know, yuck mouth, stink breath ass bullshit, boy.
That's why I appreciate living with DJ Mike now, because literally.
But I'm Memphis niggas,
bro. It's a joking contest every day.
It's a joking contest
every day. Yo, man, let's get into this.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, shout out to Dave, man. Keep shifting the culture.
Inspiring,
yeah, keep shifting the culture. Let's get into the weekly segment, man. This week in hip-hop history, man, I got some things that happened. The past couple weeks, because we've been absent the past couple weeks due to the holidays. But let's start off with one of the biggest things that ever happened. Well, shit, technically the biggest thing that ever happened. Rapper's Delight became the first top 40 rap song ever in 1980.
Impressive. You know, they thought shit was going to be a fad, you feel me?
Yeah. I mean, when you look back, when you look at
they
some shit,
a lot
of people that was really rapping, they really said they hated this song because they thought it was like, it wasn't really rap. It was just like super commercial, super like bubblegum. But
it was the introduction that the hip hop.
Yeah, that's what it needed to, you know, the rest of America.
I just got chills listening to this and just, you actually taught me something. Getting chills listening to this and hearing that fact.
It's crazy.
Look where we are now.
It's crazy. Yeah. But another thing that happened this week, man. Pimp C's B-Day was last week.
Hey,
rest in peace to Pimp C. We lost a legend when he passed. He passed early, man. Fuck Lean, man. Lean is not cool.
Yeah. Lean, y'all gotta chill out on the Lean.
Lean is not cool.
Just see, everybody quitting the Zans in 2018. Shout out to Lil Pump and Travis Scott. Everybody,
it's lame, bro.
Y'all gotta quit this shit, dog. It's not what's
it's
up.
Gonna be. I'm gonna be real with y'all, though. It's gonna be hard. So be
it's
ready
definitely gonna
for that.
Be hard. It's, people gonna be exposed it's to lame. Themselves.
Mm-hmm. I just appreciate this wave of artists who are standing up against that, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's a lot of people in the media who are standing up against it. These artists. I think one of the radio station hosts, he says he doesn't even play any music of anybody who supports drug use in their songs.
Well, he's not gonna pay a lot of people, but rest in peace to Pimp C and kids. Don't drink lean. It's not cool.
It's not the wave.
It's not cool. We also, man, got a birthday from my main man, my guy.
black tie.
What more do you want to be?
He had a birthday this week.
Happy birthday, man. Get it together, man.
39, man. Get your life together.
We're rooting for you, Tyrese.
We are rooting for you,
Tyrese. Make that baby boy sequel so that we can be like, yo.
Something so we can get off your
want to see that.
We need the comic relief in Fast and Furious,
if
bro.
If you do that baby boy sequel, you will be able
just
to.
Just do it the right way.
Yeah.
Just do it the right way.
Taraji, you know, she'll make it happen.
What is that even going to look like?
I don't know.
Grown, just respect. On some like Best Man Holiday type shit.
I mean, I would be interested to see what Mo is doing with his life, but.
Right. Because he had a lot of conflicting character issues.
Yeah. A lot of conflicting character issues.
You my brother, right? You my brother. I really want Tyrese to just get it together. Really. Yeah.
He going to have a refreshing 2018.
I think so.
I hope someone's a sledgehammer his phone.
I hope so.
We need Instagram.
No grown man should be crying on camera. No grown man should be recording himself crying.
We drug Tyrese through.
You look crazy. But yeah, man, DMX actually dropped two albums in two in back-to-back years. It was basically around the same time, a day apart. He dropped Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, 1998. Classic. It's Slip and Beat Hard. DMX, man. He's that guy.
he is.
He's that guy. And then he also dropped There Was X the next year. Everybody knows this classic. That was on this joint.
Like, just... Mm-hmm.
But yeah, DMX, man, got some bangers, bro.
This was like classic 106. I'm talking about I get home to watch 106 in Park. Just to see 30 seconds of this video.
And see white hair on Cisco.
And see white hair on Cisco. All right, man, we're going to hit y'all with one more commercial break, man, before we get into the top five for this week, man. We're doing top five album and top project, mixtape, whatever we call it nowadays. Intros of all time. Y'all got y'all top fives ready?
Slick.
Oh, yeah. You already know I do.
All right. You know I do.
Slick. All right, bet. We finna play this Kendrick Lamar for the homies.
For the homies, I'm talking about the swap meets rollie, chain wearing niggas with the white tee. Baby, tell the truth, yeah, you know we. Somebody get ready to pass me the hit of that endo. I'm trying to get blown. Trying to get turned up like the 15s in my Cadillac Brome. Looking for ET2 phone home, tapped out. The flavor I kick women is the good days. Think of back when we used to run in the swap meet for the Rollie chain. Pro club, t-shirts, why did the Anglo-Saxons make it a one next tall, crispy with the cotton fashion. That's fashion, if you come where I'm from, Compton, California one. Love to the murder capital under the sun. Young niggas running around the street with heat bigger than me. But I don't trip, I still dip like salsa to a chip. Rolling down Rosecrans. But my man, hey Mac, he talking about some foolishness on how we can pick up on some hoes. Believe that. And so I scooped him round 330, telling me it's all good, Tiger Woods. Now we looking for the birdie birdies. Stopped at the store to get some rubbers. Pulled up on the breezies. Well, what do you know? I think they love us.
And this is for the homies. I'm talking about the swap meets, rollie. Chain wearing niggas with the white tee. Baby, tell the truth, yeah, you know we. Got it going on, and if you feel good, raise your hands high and throw up your hood. Represent the city like you know you should. I wanna make sure that you understood. We got it going on. It's that right, it's that right. We got it going on. It's that right, it's that right. We got it going on. It's that right, it's that right. We got it going on.
Continue my day quite copacetic. Headed to my mama's house to see what the greens are talking about. Hungry as hell. At the right grub, I bail, need some gas. Arco station on Avalon. My relative hit me up as he rode past. We used to stand in line for Jordans. Excited we got them. Rocking platinum FUBU jeans with rubber bands tied to the bottom. Throwback jerseys. Timberland and James Worthy was two of my favorites. I might pull out the green Larry Bird on special occasions. But anyway, I'm steady coasting. Smoking on that Hiroshima ashtray. Got a million roaches. I'm focused but feeling good. The homies hanging out at Smitty's and Monte Carlo's. Impala's in that hole. Shoot something, nigga. Break that 50.
I'm repping the city like I'm supposed to. Making my presence felt like Christmas Day. What can I say? Every vocal is spoken with the wisdom of a G. If you can't relate, then please have a seat.
Cause this is for the homies. I'm talking about the swap meets rolling. Chain wearing niggas with the white tee. Baby, tell the truth, yeah, you know we got it going on. And if you feel good, raise your hands high and throw up your hood. Represent the cities like you know you should. I wanna make sure that you understood. We got it going on.
Wherever you located, won't you let it be known and put on for the soil of which you was grown. I put on like brand new Chuck Taylors, while giving you cuts like fresh papers. I'm such a fool, would it go nuts? You bullshitting, I tuck the bounce and untuck the bounce and throw up a rare jewel. You duck, take him to school. I must, this for the cool in us. This ain't for you, so what?
Cause this is for the homies. I'm talking about the swap meets rolling. Chain wearing niggas with the white tee. Baby, tell the truth, yeah, you know we got it going on. And if you feel good, raise your hands high and throw up your hood. Represent the cities like you know you should. I wanna make sure that you understood. We got it going on.
All right, man. That was that Kendrick Lamar for the homies off Cartoons and Cereal. Go back and check that out if you ain't never heard that before. Add it to your Apple Music, your title, your... What's that bullshit you use, Dre?
Spotify, man.
Bullshit.
Spotify.
If y'all not using Spotify.
Get the man on now.
It's hard.
Man, Apple Music is gold out here.
Sorry.
Even though Jimmy Iovine is rumored to be leaving Apple Music, that's huge. Yeah, man, I got a couple quick takes, man, before we get into these top fives. Heard my man Kevin Gates is getting out next week. Free my man Kevin Gates.
Love Kevin.
Free my man Kevin Gates. Been missing him out here.
Yes, I've been missing seeing him.
Clap it up for Kevin Gates getting out of jail, man.
I've been missing seeing him on Instagram.
That he's booty.
He's funny.
Kevin Gates is getting out. Did y'all see my man Stack Steven Jackson saying he smoked his whole career?
You goddamn right, I said that.
He's on the miles.
Man said he smoked before games. Like he said, I don't know if y'all read it or not. He said there was times he been on the bench and he was like he was too high. He had to like get his shit together. Like had to snap out of it.
And he said like there's different other NBA players who he probably knows for a fact smokes.
Come on now.
I mean, and sometimes, like, if you play basketball or even pick up, and you can just look at somebody and tell that they've been blown before they got on the court.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Somebody that came and took his talent. Gave it to the Monstars.
Gave it to the Monstars. But they out here disrespecting my man 2 Chainz, man.
You talking about the Gov?
Did y'all see the governor's ball flyer?
Yes,
You know on festivals, man, how they set the flyers up. Like they put the big names like in real big fonts, and then like it's smaller names, smaller.
They had
my man 2 Chainz.
They had him in the small font.
He was down there in the small font.
2 Chainz been having a rough go.
Wait a minute,
when you said people been taking him off songs, you know.
Yeah.
2 Chainz had a great year.
He had a great year. Pretty Girls Love Trap Music was such a fucking...
He had four singles on his album with Platinum. And his album with Platinum.
Oh, I'm not saying professionally he's having a rough go. I'm just saying respect's not being put on his name.
Yeah, so I saw...
So did 2 Chainz say anything about it?
Hell yeah, he posted on Instagram.
He was like, this is some bullshit.
He said whoever did this cover need to redo it.
Right, they need to show me some respect.
And he listed all his Platinum tracks from the last album.
It was some names on there, man. That shouldn't have been like above his name. I'm getting on that Instagram.
You gotta do
right
that
now.
Sometime, yeah, man. You gotta remind people. I gotta see that.
That's
you gotta crazy. Remind people sometimes.
Yeah, they put my man's in the small fund. Please don't disrespect my name.
Here we go.
Titty two necklaces.
You said it's Gov Ball?
Gov Ball.
Hold on, I got it right here.
What's the white?
We got names. We got names like Drum, Black, Russ.
in front of 2 Chainz. Okay, I mean, I guess Post Malone could be there.
What's the marked out name? Is that
I don't
is
know
that a band?
I don't know.
It's, it's probably the secret person that they haven't announced yet.
Oh, they honestly got a secret person.
I'm assuming that's what that is. But there's just so many. I mean, there's a lot of artists on here who I don't even know.
Who's it gonna be? Like the Strokes?
I don't know. Hey, shout out. They should have. My nigga, 2 Chainz on. Like,
I gotta give a really big shout out to Halsey. She's really been doing it big in the game
for sure.
She's like my cousin. So, yeah. Not really, but she's a Halsey Park cousin. Shout out to Halsey.
Yeah,
but yeah, those just a couple quick takes I wanted to do.
Oh wow, he's really down here.
Yeah for man. Sure.
He's by somebody named Japan Droids.
Disrespect.
Go exactly.
So you let that be the
disrespect.
Or so Marco who Price. out of I think pretty much most of the music Scott. Festivals have released. Did Bonnaroo release there? I don't know.
Bonnaroo hasn't.
So so we'll have that discussion when Bonnaroo releases.
Yeah, we'll circle back to that.
Who has the best lineup? But right now I'm gonna go with Coachella.
Yeah, let's get it,
Coachella, man.
Let's get to these top fives, man. Let's start with you, Dre. You know how we do it, man. We're going to do 5 through 2. Everybody hold back their top pick. We're going to come back around, and we're going to do 5 through 2. Then we're going to come back and do the top.
I think we need to talk about, like, what do we grade an intro on?
Well, it can either be the first or the second song, because, you know, sometimes albums start with an interlude or something, then it goes into the intro, which is technically the second track. Gotcha. So first or second track, you know?
For me, an intro is important because it has to bring the message of the album. It has to set the stage for everything, and then it's got to be hard itself. So I'm gonna go number 5. I go with the 3-6 Mafia, Sipping on Some Scissor. It was the lead track. Oh my God, I'm trying to think of the album. I'm about to tell you in a minute, but 3-6 Mob, Sipping on Some Scissor. Number 4, I'm going with the Carter 2 intro, The Mob.
The Mob.
Yep. And I'm
Hard Body.
Yeah. I actually just had an argument with Beav about this in DC, and he thinks The Mob is the hardest intro of all time, but I got to give it number 4. Number 3, I'm going with Straight Outta Compton. Just because, it's iconic. Like, they basically like, this is what you're gonna get, right? Like, type thing. Like, NWA, the intro to NWA, like, period, like, Straight Out of Compton.
Crazy motherfucking name Ice Cube,
exactly. Gusto. You know what I'm saying? Like, they hit the scene. And then number 2, and I know people are gonna disagree with me on this, and I'm prepared for that. I'm gonna have to say Over My Dead Body.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Wow.
That's a clutch one.
That's some
JR must obviously have that on his list. And if he does, I'm gonna disrespect both of y'all, because that's crazy.
That's
so
trash.
Are we doing?
It's not trash, but it's top 5 all time. No, bro.
But like,
hold on.
Like,
that was a pretty that introduced us to Take Care, Drake.
I don't care. Yeah. I don't care.
That's like
You don't like Take Care like that.
I think that.
Yes, I do.
Well, I don't. I'm trying to figure out why you disrespecting
that. Because it's not especially the second best intro of all time.
It's my opinion.
Okay.
Hey, man. Drake intros are pretty memorable.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not better than Tuscan Leather.
And we will get to that.
JR, it's on you.
Won't we?
All right. Mine's a little whopside, a little different. Number 5, I got Coming to America, Ludacris, Word of Mouth.
Okay.
Ludacris is one of my favorite artists, dog. And that Coming to America intro, just it came in on some real, like, this is what you about to get from Luda for the next few tracks. And it set it up in one, like, Coming to America is one of my favorite movies. So just hearing the royal penis to clean your highness, you know, setting it up, you feel me? But I was like, wow, who is this guy? And now imagine me as a young kid, like, all right, this is one of my first albums I purchased, you know what I'm saying? And that's number 5. Number 4, Too Deep for the Intro, Cole.
Ooh.
Number it's not the intro to Friday Night Lights, but you know what I'm saying?
It's the intro. It's the intro.
But it's an intro.
Yeah.
Cole was spitting some hot shit. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Friday Night Lights, my favorite Cole project.
Exactly. Number 3, it's like a two prong, right? So I got a 3A and a 3B.
Okay.
3A is the intro to College Dropout. 3B is the intro to Late Registration. Just setting both of those albums up, because both of those, not even, yeah, just here, it was D-Ray acting like, you know, with the
fraternity
scene. Yeah, and just, I mean, that whole album was, you know, that's College Dropout. Dope. is my favorite album. Dope. And a Late Registration is a close second. But yeah, so it's at what, 5, 4, 3, and then number 2, Over My Dead Body, Drake.
You got two,
bro.
Hey,
you gotta admit, dog. Man, you feel me? Like, it was no. Let's take care, Drizzy. Snapped. That's
ever,
because he set it up like
ever.
Like it was like Drake coming into that. I'm breaking out of this shell, like moment. Like he set up that album so perfectly.
All right, man. What you got, Keenan?
Man, this was a tough one. I feel like I'm not even like tapping into my full library mentally right now. But I'm glad I got this exercise, because the intro is like, it could be the intro to an iconic project or to like an iconic career. So that's what I was basing it off of. Okay.
Let me hear.
So shit, number 5, I'm gonna go with Travis Scott, The Ends.
Ooh,
like that shit, that energy right there was just like, all right, yeah, he's about to transcend into, you know.
Is that okay? I got it. Copy.
Yeah.
2020, homie, don't see nobody.
Yeah.
One eye, homie, Illuminati.
Yeah.
This gonna be the verse to make him copy.
Yeah. That joint had the energy, bro. Like,
hard.
Then I took it back for number 4. In My Dreams, Kid Cudi. Like that project in itself was just like, project, nigga, you want to smoke some weed?
Intro to a good project. Yeah. No, a great project.
I'm going to say this one was iconic, just because that project, the way he released it. But Kendrick Lamar, Wesley's Theory. Every nigga is a star.
Okay.
And right. Number 2 is getting real interesting.
These lists are interesting.
You got to come back up on the mic, cuz.
I know. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to go Drake, Tuscan Leather on number 2.
I'm hearing a lot of Drake.
Drizzy.
Drake has got a lot of love on this episode.
He's got a lot of love. Tyrese.
I just can't believe that you don't like Over My Dead Body. Like,
I never said that. I like it. It's a great song.
I think I killed everybody in the game last year, man.
Fuck it, I was on though.
It's not top 5 intros. It's just
it's not top 5
it's just intros.
Top 5 intros make you do that when niggas just start singing some of the lyrics.
It's on you, bro.
Thought I found a girl in the girl of my dreams in the strip club.
Fuck it, I was wrong.
Need to learn the lyrics.
Niggas say, I thought I got them.
Genius.com.
I actually pulled them up and I still fucked up.
Who you got, bro?
I was doing some research, guys.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, it's going to be interesting. But I'm probably going to regret this right after I say it all, but here we go. Number 5, Rough Riders Anthem from DMX.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
It just kind of like, you know, I'm not even like that guy, but when you hear that song, you that guy who just...
Right. Yeah. You're going to Little League football practice.
Gully.
Right.
Gully.
This is actually one of my favorite rappers, and like, I didn't even grow up in the era of Capone and Noriega, but like that Nori album, The Jump Off, like that first.
Mm. Fuck with Nori.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I discovered it later on, like in my 20s, but like, Nori's dope. And I shout out to Drink Champs.
Nori's dope as fuck.
Noriega.
All right, so that's 4. 3 is 2 Dope Boys and the Cadillac.
Yay.
Yeah, that just, it's a whole Atlanta vibe, just like, you know.
That's funny.
I can recall that. Getting high with my brother in that plan. It's just like, yeah.
AT aliens.
Word though. Number 2, you guys are probably going to hate this. Dreams and Nightmares, Meek Mill. I mean, everybody loves the intro. It's like, honestly, it could be the quintessential like classic intro.
Great pick.
But yeah.
Intro to a track?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have.
It's the best song that Meek has ever released.
Yeah.
Facts. All right, man. Let me get into my 5. It's crazy that we went through 4 people.
Almost. Oh, yeah. I'm the only one with no Drake.
15 songs.
Right.
We have 3 people with Drake and nobody with Jay-Z. What the fuck is going on?
Jay-Z?
I have 2 Jay-Z songs in my 5.
What?
Intros?
Which intro?
At 5, I have
Kank Not the Hustle.
I thought about that.
Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah, true. I thought about that. Facts.
Definitely better than Over My Dead Body.
The rest of the album overshadows it.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Yes, if the rest of your album severely overshadows the intro,
that's
the
not true though. Yes. It doesn't over. That song is not overshadowed.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah, like to me the intro is that I don't know. It's kind of forgettable.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's the don't even know how it the goes. Beginner's point.
I forgot about it.
I don't know how it goes.
Mary J. Blige, look it up. Number four, I Got the Mob as well.
Wait a minute.
Carter 2, Lil Wayne.
That was that song? Mm-hmm. The Mob is hard. Mm-hmm. The Mob is hard. It's number four for me as well. So
The Mob is hard as fuck, bro.
You really gotta
respect that because he just came in with straight bars. And he had a few interludes on there when he's just giving straight bars.
And Carter 3's intro is hard too.
That was on my list. It's in my honorable mention. 3-peat is it's in my 8.
3-peat.
I got 8 and it's 8
you
on
got
my
eight.
List.
Right?
I'm not giving 8. I'm not giving all 8 though. 3-peat
is hard.
I just had an 8 to pick my 5 from.
You got to synthesize.
Right. Yeah. So number 3 I got another Jay-Z song. I'm just going to play
pulling me close.
A little bit of this, you know what I mean?
Okay, I reloaded.
Come on, man.
I did it again,
nigga.
Fucked up, right? I know.
Yeah. I know.
I know what y'all niggas asking yourself.
What they asking, hoe?
You gonna ever fall off?
What was the answer?
No. A lot of speculation on the monies I've made.
Yeah, I definitely forgot about this, but I don't know if it's in my top five. My personal top five is not in my personal top five.
Yeah, it's not in my
top five. I fucks with Jay.
Can we listen to the beat switch?
Motherfuckers can't rhyme no more about crime no more. Time no
more.
Because
I'm so old. I like how Pusha T used that part of that beat in one song.
I'm sorry. I had to get off into that.
It's not in my top five.
Number three. That's definitely better than Over My Dead Body.
No, it's not.
No, don't do it.
That's your opinion.
Number one. How you going for
that? No, I'm sorry. I'm at number two.
Hey, guys. No brittle spirits.
You got the minority opinion right now.
Where does that take you back to?
See how it is when you the host. All of a sudden, everything you say is right.
Hey man, listen.
All right, fine. It's your show.
I got
right, whatever.
Number one, man. I got the,
number two, Lil Brain.
My bad.
Look,
number two.
Can't even get it right.
Number two.
Can't
bro.
Get right.
I got DMX, man. Intro. It's called the intro. So I'm gonna play a little snippet. This is number two for me, man. This is iconic to me.
A lot of DMX love today.
Yes. DMX is that guy.
DMX is cool.
The only functioning crackhead.
Right.
I can't be mad at that.
Well, he could probably Chris Brown.
Whoa.
Hey. He's on the dust.
Listen to how dark this song just like comes in. Like, yeah. I don't know if y'all DMX fans, but like.
Yo, one thing you have to do in life is watch the movie Bones with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, pleasure.
All silent and let DMX play. It'll change your life.
That's a combination right there. You might get tormented by hip-hop demons.
Yeah, that's my number two, man. So we about to go back around and give y'all top album intros ever.
At the top,
put an emphasis on ever.
See, that's so much pressure.
Yeah, it is.
Who you got, Dre?
It is a lot of pressure.
Y'all know who I got. But can I give an honorable mention to not an intro to an album, but an intro to a mixtape? Wiz Khalifa to Oat Cushion Oats.
I was definitely
that was my honorable mention.
That was on mine,
too. The clouds. Yeah. No one's holding me down. Mm-mm. Smoking.
I'm with it. I'm with it.
Yeah, straight honorable mention.
I'm with it.
Number one, Free Meek Mill. Dreams and Nightmares. I just think it's not just about what it did for the album, but like the culture, and
really changed
just
the game,
like and like listen to like if that song plays in a club,
it still go up.
Just watch, just stand there and observe.
Everyone's eyes get big, like.
and it just I don't even know what it is. It's almost like it's like how Nuck, if you Buck, used to do to people, like almost like take over souls, relax, like a bro. Ritual dance. Like, it was crazy. It like, Nuck, if you Buck, I've seen, I was at Webster Hall, at Webster Hall and at a ASAP Mob concert. And before they came out, they played Dreams and Nightmares. And I'm up on the balcony, and I thought the balcony was going to collapse when they played a song.
It does something to people, bro.
I was scared
because it, like, it reminds everybody of like being in the struggle and These were my nightmares.
And it was, and like, it was
this
like,
this is a story about me, bro. Like, my upcoming.
Right. And Meek Mill had been somebody who was deep in the battle rap game. Like, he had been on all those videos, yeah, spitting bars. And he finally made it. Like, he was there. And this was like, all right, here's my track to let y'all know I'm here now. Yeah. I made it. And all my haters, fuck y'all.
Fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all thought I was finished.
Yes.
Who you got, Ruff?
My number one is intro to an album. Not even my best project by this artist, but I don't know, just set it up so beautifully. It was Dark Fantasy.
Wow. That was in my honorable mention.
Yeah.
That was
a good Kanye.
That was in my top 8.
Man, it
just happened eons ago.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
You might think it was
one of the most memorable intros to any Kanye project ever.
He got 3 Kanye songs in his top 5. Mm.
Shows you who I am.
Right. Yeah. You know who his favorite artist is. Who you got, Keenan?
Well, I mean, shit, that was my top right there.
Dark Fantasy?
Dark Fantasy was my top
10. I'm telling you,
he was in my top 8.
Like, the way he released this shit as a movie. And like, I could remember being in the dorm, just like looking at it, like
watching
bro.
watching the film, dog. Like, Kanye really put this together. It was deep.
Don't ever listen to anything on the news.
who you got, Tyree? Who you got a number one, bro?
These guys are making me reconsider, but I went with Threepeat.
Mm. Wayne,
yeah, Carter Three.
All these songs are in my top 8. We finally on the same wavelength in here.
Yeah. That's a good track.
I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah. I mean, also like G Funk intro from Doggy Style.
Classic.
Ooh,
yeah.
Another classic. And my top man. I'm shocked this wasn't in everyone's top 5.
I'm nervous now.
Dreams and Nightmares, man. How y'all not have Meek Mill?
Well, hey, okay. So here's my thing.
Remember,
I spoke to you earlier.
Yeah.
I have a top 5 intros to albums, and I also have a top 5 intros of songs. So let me drop my top 5 intros of songs.
Throw it out there.
All right. So number 5 is "Nuck If You Buck" by Crime Mob.
Yeah.
That will always do something to
classic.
Me. You know what I'm saying? Especially being from the South and being a knucklehead as a youngin, hearing
honestly,
that song and you ready to go
into
whoever
your haters
are. It's
a quintessential club song.
Negro Spiritual.
Number 4, Through the Wire, Kanye.
Oh, that
beautiful intro to a song. Kanye set it up, letting everybody know, you know, you might not be able to understand me completely because my shit's fucked up right now. My whole jaw is wired. Right. You know what I'm saying? And you felt the pain, and also you felt the pleasure of like a good track. That was number four. Number 3 is Sipping on Some Scissor, 3-6.
We agree.
That intro just will make, if you are weak, then that, I don't know. Like, if you a punk ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, they start going in on everybody. So if you that's, and especially being from Tennessee, like 3-6 is huge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huge.
But don't
sip
lean,
y'all. Yeah, don't sip lean.
Rest in peace, Pepsi. And number 2 was Elevators by Outkast. Mm.
Throw your hands.
Yeah, it's just a smooth track. And then number 1 was Dreams and Nightmares. Me.
Oh, you had it at number 1.
To my top 5 intros and tracks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at that. So you did show some respect to Meek.
Of course. I fucks with Meek.
I ain't the biggest Meek fan, but I can't.
These Philly boys getting the chicken.
Free Meek Mill.
I mean, free him, of course. There's some speculation there, but I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna get more Drake and Meek Mill music when he gets out.
We'll see.
I do not.
I think Drake will have another Free Meek Mill shirt on it at his next show, like he did the last time.
Yeah, man.
We'll see.
I appreciate y'all boys coming through, man, to the Wax Room, man.
Hey, bro.
Like I said, we back every week. Every weekend, we coming back with a new episode, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, big shout out to Tevin Jones.
Yeah, shout out to Tevin.
Appreciate you having us again. Yeah. On the Wax Room, and you guys watch out. He's doing a lot of big things. So shout out to Shep.
We got some things coming.
Got some
for y'all,
serious keys.
You might actually have to do a dab of wax if you come in for an interview. Yeah, have you sign
got,
a waiver.
Shout out to Keenan.
Shout out to Keenan, man. Plug some shit, man. What you got coming, man?
So yeah, bro, it's about to be a big year for me, man. I ended the year with a project called Citizen Keen. Check that out on wherever you listen to music.
Okay.
If you do on Spotify, I will know.
What they tell you?
They give you the analytics. Right,
right, what should they follow you at?
Follow me at Keenan Rush, K E E N O N Rush. Anything that allows you to see somebody's life, that's where you will find me. Keenan Rush, no monikers. They do call me Keenan Man because I am the man. But hey, I'm shamelessly plugging that idea of myself. But hey, we got a lot of new music coming in this year. Shit, I was just in the studio with DJ Mike Nasty yesterday.
Yeah, Mike.
At the headquarters of Halsey Park. Shout out Halsey Park. I think he finna go do some dope shit.
HP. Yeah. Anybody else got anything to plug?
Man, Joy? I'm gonna continue always plugging HalseyPark.com. Shop merch, find culture. You already know what it is. I copped a lot of dope stuff today.
It's in the building too.
Yeah,
it's
we also in the got building. Some new content pushing out for
new
Halsey
content.
Park.
Yep, yep, yep. I'm actually working with SJRography. That's it,
thank
right?
You. You said it beautifully. Unless you know some friends we have, Soccer Steve, who can say it right.
I'm not gonna say no names.
JR has taught me. JR's taught me how to say that like 20 times.
20,000 times.
I always say it wrong.
Time.
But no, a lot of cool things is coming out of Halsey Park because we're making that transition into Phase 3 and, mm-hmm. and it being a pure media company and doing creative things. We're working with a lot of creatives. A lot of entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and we're just taking the next step. Like, it's not just about selling stuff in a blog. It's more than that. It's embracing the culture. So,
and
that's what I'm talking
super
about.
Yeah, follow the culture. Follow that on IG. You know, get on the website. You know, do all that. What about you, check. JR? Follow JR.
You know what I'm saying? JR. It's Jography. ITSJRGRAPHY. It ain't videography. It ain't photography. It's Jography. Go follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm pushing out a lot of content this year, man.
Yep.
I've been in this almost a decade of being a videographer, photographer, and I've been taking a step back just try to watch a lot of young folks come up. But 2018, I'm about to step on everybody's neck, and I'm not coming. You know, I'm not coming short on any project I put out. So there's some stuff I got working. Just check out my IG, check out my Twitter. I'm talking a lot of nonsense and. Go like my picks, man. I'm trying to get out here.
Yeah, I like that everybody's working and not paying attention to the competition because it's not about
the blinders.
It's not about put your blinders on this year, people. 2018, I want people to put their blinders on and just focus on the finish line. Don't worry about what anybody around you is doing. Don't worry about what the dude to the left is doing. Don't worry about what the girl to the right is doing. Just worry about you. And press forward
and
just do your thing, man. Go. Think about it later and just go. There ain't no failures. Because all failures are lessons.
Yeah, man. And with that said, bro, we appreciate y'all coming through, man. Fucking with us at the Wax Room, man. Every week, we here, man. It's that No Hearts, No Love. Big Sean the Metro, man. We out.
Shebo Jones.
Metro. Man, we done came up, dog, and never looked down. I might gotta throw my Jesus chain on for this shit. Look. When you put the work in, man, it shows. Straight up out the ashes and I rose. Man, I done hit an all-time low. Been at a standstill and had to go, go, go. Man, they out here on a scheme like la, 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 la. Breaking promises you need like na, 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 na. No hearts, no love, no kumbaya, yeah. No hearts, no love, no kumbaya. Everything automatic, so I can't waste time. And if we break up, I only make up time. My team do this shit easier to lay up lines. Never scared to cross that line or pay up fines. Look, dine, 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 that's my top three in the order. Never took a shortcut. Need a crib off the lake back, y'all look like a short club. Shout out to my loyal ones, I wish that it was more of us. Went from 30
30,000 a year to 30,000 feet as my floor plan. I got El Chapo with a chopper as my doorman. I'm on the other side taking care of what's important. If business not booming, then it's time to change the format. Time to change the recipe, I'm special especially. Going for the record, no felony. And I'm dodging jail and jealousy. Daydreaming about a cruise with Penelope. Looking like success fell on me.
Damn.
And get rid of all that jealousy, all that hate in your heart. Nigga, I ain't got no enemies. I'm focused on what's meant for me. Put my energy back into me. Real shit. Yeah.
When you put the work in, man, it shows. Straight up out the ashes and I rose. Man, I done hit an all-time low. Been at a standstill and had to go, go, go. Man, they out here on a scheme like la, 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 la. Breaking promises you need like na, 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 na. No hearts, no love, no kumbaya, yeah. No hearts, no love, no kumbaya.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.